companies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
It's Thursday, the 26th day of October, 2017. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. We have some very informative guests joining us as well, but I really do want to take a lot of phone calls today. And I want to hear specifically from first-time callers in the first couple hours. Then we'll open up the second and third hour to wide-open phones to talk about the state of the world. I mean, are things as positive as I've been saying? Because folks know I'm very negative about things that are bad, so we can expose it and admit it's bad and then be intolerant of tyranny, intolerant of oppression. That's the basis of a free society. So I've been trying to awaken the sleeping giant, and we're far from out of the woods, but there's just so many good things happening, and Americana's coming back, and political correctness is in so much trouble, and mainstream media's collapsing, and the NFL's collapsing, and Hollywood's collapsing, and the Democratic Party and their whole dynasty is collapsing, and the Clintons are in so much trouble, and all their major hoaxes are falling apart. Now, we got big problems in the South China Sea. We've got all these wars the globalists have tried to start in Eastern Europe. We've got a lot of demographic problems. We've got overpopulation in some areas with not having enough supplies. We've got a lot of serious issues and also emergent technologies that are very, very disruptive, especially when they're deployed by the globalists. But all that said, we've gone from really, 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 really dire straits with a private global government over us that the general public had no idea of to now everything we've talked about is front and center, and we're starting to have a real debate about globalism, about the power players, about the ultra-rich, and how they are tax-exempt, and then finance a war on the middle class and the new wealthy or nouveau riche. There's a real paradigm shift. Now, the globalists are going to have some curveballs, and they're going to strike back, and that's why I want to talk to you and get your take and your view on what's happening in the world. But as long as we continue to promote freedom and justice and stand up for what's right and have courage and are strong in the face of these globalist bullies, a better day is already here. And it's getting better by the minute. It's like the sun's coming up or something. It's amazing. Now, the swamp creatures are striking back, ladies and gentlemen, in many, many ways. And I want to get your take on how they're striking back. I want to talk about our victories for human awakening and freedom against the satanic pedophile forces. But I also want to talk about watching our six, getting the collective view out there, your collective wisdom on how you think they're going to strike back and how they're currently already striking back right now. But whether it's the medical tyranny and the forced inoculations or the political correctness and the bullying by the thought police, it's all hitting fever pitch because record numbers of people are saying, no, we're awake to what you're doing and we're not going to be pushed into submission and we're not going to have your civil war. Now, that said, we're only 8 days away, 9 days away from November 4th. The leftists have promised to launch terror attacks and kill more police and kill more conservatives and attack more Trump supporters. On November 4th, supposedly, their communist uprising to demonstrate against the election of the president, that anniversary coming up 4 days later. So we are, what are we? We're like 14 days out, basically, 12, 13 days out from the one-year anniversary of President Trump being elected, and we're basically 10 months in right now, and what a world of change. And a press conference he gave yesterday was so heartfelt, so genuine, so communicative, so real. It's just totally different to see a 71-year-old guy, super smart, in their face, responding very calmly and very jovially to these monsters. It's just to see the worm turning like this. Are we actually witnessing this? Is this really happening? It's amazing. Your phone calls are coming up at 877-789-ALEX. First-time callers, 877-789-ALEX. Where are we in the world today? Get your take on it.
Crack.
smashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Gentlemen, it is Thursday, the 26th day of October 2017. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours covering masses of news and taking your calls. First-time callers, I want to get your take on the state of the world, Russiagate, boomeranging, and then blowing up spectacularly in the Democrats' face, Hollywood collapsing financially, also culturally, the NFL collapsing, mainstream media collapsing, the EU beginning to collapse, globalism everywhere being voted out. This is a spectacular time to be alive as we rediscover Renaissance, as we rediscover free market, as we rediscover optimism and begin to awaken to the globalist paradigm and reject it. What a time to be alive. 877-789-2539. But what are the negatives? How will the empire strike back? How will they respond? You're seeing what they're doing. Race war, cultural division, class war, directed by the ultra-rich against the middle class and the poor, playing third world off against old world or first world. And it's in the WikiLeaks. And it's in the WikiLeaks that they were faking information on Trump and that they were faking the polls and they were faking the questions and giving them to Hillary beforehand. And they've had all three moderators ganging up on Trump. It was a sea change where they had to cheat so hard to try to put Hillary in because they knew the real polls showed Trump was 15 points ahead throughout the campaign. They had to steal the nomination from Bernie Sanders, hands down, suspend the California elections. They still voted, but they all met the electors in the Democratic Party the night before at a mansion with Hillary and decided she was the winner. And we even had some of the electors on the show, interviewed on the street by our crew, going, doesn't matter if she won New Hampshire. I mean, doesn't matter if he won New Hampshire. Doesn't matter if he won California or anywhere else, because we're going to give them to her. And the Republican Party tried to go out on TV and go, we are the party. We control this. Your voting is just ceremonial. Remember George Will? You're just ceremonial. We rule this country. No, you don't. And thank you for showing everybody that you're a blue blood, snot-nosed punk. Now, there's the article in the video if you want to see it. Flashback, Hillary, superdelegate, bragged about DNC plan to steal a nomination months ago. But he didn't call it steal. He said, it doesn't matter if she won all these states. We're giving them to her. And they did that. And then now you have Flake. And all these, and Corker, all these corrupt creatures running around acting like Trump's in trouble and they're resigning because they don't want to be in this party anymore. You're resigning because your polls are in the single digits. You're reviled. You lost. Get out. But you turn that around. Let me tell you about some of the big news coming up today. This is just simply incredible. A year of Clinton lies about golden showers, dossiers, exposed as Hillary's lawyer is under fire for falsely denying paying for it. And the media is trying to confuse the public right now. They're going, well, wait, is it Jeb Bush or is it the Clintons or is it the FBI, who made the dossier? Well, it's been the congressional hearings. And we now know. And we first broke it. Jeb Bush started opposition research. We know that they're best friends with the Clintons. And when he didn't win the nomination to basically be a foil and hand the main election victory to Hillary, when that failed, then they passed the dossier on to the Democrats. That's now admitted. We first told you this back during the campaign. Because we have the sources. Yet today's news a year before. here at InfoWars. That's what we do. Get next week's news today. Get tomorrow's news today. Get a decade's news early at InfoWars, at NewsWars. It's no brag. It's a fact. We're going to go to the president commenting on this, on the fake dossier and the rest of it, and pointing out that this and Uranium One is the new Watergate for the Democrats. Absolutely. Because you're trying to set somebody up, you're trying to get dirt on somebody, and then you manufacture BS, and then you get caught doing it, and then you get caught breaking into a place, committing criminal actions. Many lawmakers are now calling this treason to claim that foreign powers were involved in an election when you're actually involved with a foreign power, using that to steal an election during the election and after. Yes, that's the treason. And here we are at 0 hour by midnight tonight. Trump says he's releasing the JFK files. We'll see if the CIA's blacked them completely out. But a year of Clinton lies about the Golden Showers dossier exposes Hillary's lawyer is now under fire for falsely denying paying for it, but now admitting it. And I got a clip coming up of ABC and CBS and NBC and CNN all having to admit, okay, it's made up. Donald Trump wasn't in a hotel room with women urinating on him. But that's what they do. So here's a clip of the president in a powerful off-the-cuff press conference yesterday on the fake dossier. Here it is.
Done with this fake dossier. It was made up, and I understand they paid a tremendous amount of money, and Hillary Clinton always denied it. The Democrats always denied it. And now only because it's going to come out in a court case, they said, yes, they did it. They admitted it. And they're embarrassed by it. But I think it's a disgrace. It's just really a very, it's a very sad commentary on politics in this country. The whole Russian thing is what it's turned out to be. This was the Democrats coming up with an excuse for losing an election. It's an election that's very hard for a Democrat to lose because the Electoral College is set in such a way that it's very hard to lose that election for a Democrat. They lost it. They lost it very badly and very easily. I mean, you look at the votes. It was 306 to what? 223 or something. They lost it by a lot. They didn't know what to say, so they made up the whole Russia hoax. Now it's turning out that the hoax has turned around, and you look at what's happened with Russia, and you look at the uranium deal, and you look at the fake dossier, so that's all turned around.
CBS investigation began on the Republican side of things during the primary. Do you have any idea who it was who was collecting?
Well, they say it began with the Republicans. I think I would know, but I won't say. It'll be determined. It'll be determined. Look, Hillary would have never announced it was them, except for this great court case that's going on where the judge was going to reveal it. So they figured we'll do it first. They're very embarrassed by it. It's a disgrace. Yes, it might have started with the Republicans early on in the primaries. I think I would know, but let's find out who it is. I'm sure that will come out.
Of course he knows. He's the president.
I think I would have, if I were to guess, I have one name in mind.
John McCain.
It'll probably be revealed.
Because he's got everything. He's the president now. Highest security clearance. Commander-in-chief. He knows all of it. And they're just going to keep doling it out and letting these monsters lie and get caught in lies. Hillary's caught lying. Her lawyer's caught lying. Their minions have lied to Congress. They've lied to the American people. And we come back, the eating of the crow. We've got CNN. We've got ABC. We've got them all having to admit, okay, it's not true. It's a lie. It's good red meat, though, for you, right? Let's freak out the Christian evangelicals. Well, sex doesn't freak them out anymore. Well, we'll just say the president likes women to urinate on him. Why didn't you just throw in that he's a turd gobbler or something like that? You know, that he likes to do what the Clintons reportedly are into. You see, that's you devil worshipers. We're not into that. We're into just green pastures, happiness, goodness, freedom. We're not devil worshipers.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, every establishment institution from Hollywood, the Democratic Party, to the Republican Blue Bloods is imploding, is falling apart right now. This is such an amazing time to be alive. A major political realignment globally is happening all over the world. Globalist candidates on the left and right are failing, and patriot candidates are being elected. We are seeing the death of the establishment. We're seeing it go from being uncool to absolutely abhorred and hated. We are rediscovering Americana right now, and they are being forced to eat crow in an epic way, as we now learn exactly what we told you a year ago. It was a year ago, more than a year ago, 13 months ago, that it was from the Democratic Party, first created by Jeb Bush. We had the intel. I played the clip yesterday of Roger Stone predicting it in January of this year, 10 months ago as well. Get next year's news today. Get next month's news today. Get tomorrow's news today. How valuable is that to you? It's valuable to me. It's how we're going to beat them every step of the way. Not living in their paradigm of disinfo when they wait to finally report something or when we finally force them to. No, we have the intel. They tell you, if you've got sources, if you've got research, you don't count because you're just a common person with a bigger audience than CNN. And that's why Twitter, Facebook, Google are now admitting total censorship of conservatives. Number one, Alex Jones and InfoWars, out of desperation. But it's created a Streisand effect. So as they try to pressure people not to get to InfoWars, it makes them spread it even faster. It's amazing what's happening. People don't like being force-fed information. Now let's go to some of the eating crow here. There's so many in my lister today. Clinton campaign spokesman admits Hillary may have known about the fake dossier. This is Brian Fallon on CNN. Here it is.
Just to be clear, Brian, you have said previously in the last 24 hours, you don't believe Hillary Clinton knew about this either. Is that right?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't spoken to her. No.
Okay. Thank you for clarifying.
Yeah.
Shouldn't she know? Shouldn't you, someone so high up in the campaign, be informed of this?
Well, I mean, she may have known, but the degree of exactly what she knew is beyond my knowledge. For instance, like, it could have been that a decision was made to authorize Perkins Coie to do some kind of commission, some kind of research, but then decisions about, you know, going out and finding Fusion GPS, finding Christopher Steele. I mean, she may or may not have been aware of that level of detail. I don't know.
So it's all admitted to be fake now and a fraud. And that the lawyer lied and Hillary lied and the rest of it. Here's just part of a compilation Darren McBreen put together. I'll play all of it coming up later in the hour. Because it's not just fake news media posing as news. It's also so-called comedians who are really government hacks reading off teleprompters pretending to be newscasters as well. So the layers of fraud are very, very deep. They're not even real comedians. They're reading off teleprompters who are then posing as reporters, which they admittedly aren't. So it's an even deeper level of deception. Here they all are making jokes about PPGate. Remember, total slander, total libel, total conscious defamation pulled out of Hillary's rear end and then spewed at the American people. Here it is.
There's a story that came out in the last 24 hours, and pardon the expression, it is juicy.
It supposedly happened in 2013, the year Trump hosted the Miss Universe pageant in Moscow.
The bombshell burst Tuesday evening when CNN reported the president-elect and President Obama were briefed on the matter last week.
The bombshell.
The report included unsubstantiated claims that Russian intelligence compiled a dossier on Mr. Trump during visits to Moscow.
He dismissed outright the very idea that he would take part in the sordid acts described in the report.
He denied everything. He called it all fake news.
Does anyone really believe that story? I'm also very much of a germaphobe, by the way. Believe me.
CNN reported,
by the way,
the last Friday.
We told you early last year he's a germaphobe before anybody even knew that. You know why? Because Roger Stone's been friends with him 44 years. And Trump's gotten over it, but it's really the only neurotic thing he had going for him. You know, in a bad way, you could say, kind of a good way. That total germaphobe and a one-woman man. When he's with a woman, he's with that woman. Very faithful. And they know that. So again, look in hindsight how pathetic they are. We need to take these pieces, though, now and edit them together and show all the new places they're having to admit that, yes, it's fake. They've been admitting that for 6 months. But now they're having to admit that they literally manufactured it and it came from Hillary. That's when they added the pee-pee stuff into it. So it just got passed along by the McCain through the Republican Party to Jeb Bush. And, of course, McCain first put out the information about the so-called intelligence. These people are a joke. And then they're the ones, Mueller, all of them, in bed with the Russians on the uranium deal, doing literally what they accused the president of on purpose to cover up so when this all came out, people would be confused. That's what little teleprompter reader Colbert's doing. Let's go back to the puppet.
That last Friday, intelligence chiefs presented Trump with claims of Russian efforts to compromise him.
The 35-page dossier on the so-called Russian connection to Trump, with some very salacious allegations, including unsubstantiated claims about Trump in a Moscow hotel room, was not completed until just before the election, and then provided to journalists, the Clinton campaign, and the FBI.
I'm struck by the fact of sort of the way this has been furthered in the last 48 hours. The co-founder of Fusion GPS, which commissioned the dossier from Steele, he's now done this fulsome 10-hour interview with the Senate, handed over 40,000 pages of documents to the Senate, very obviously cooperating with the investigation. And Fusion is saying openly, listen, we stand by the dossier. We think it's true.
That Donald Trump once visited Russia, stayed in the Ritz-Carlton in Moscow, and then hired prostitutes to perform a golden shower, and that Russia might have the whole thing on tape.
There were surveillance cameras in this room because the building is wired, and that the FSB has this because they automatically have cameras in the room, and they caught this happening.
Donald Trump engaged in perverted acts with prostitutes.
Trump immediately denied the report, tweeting, intelligence agencies should never have allowed this fake news to leak into the public. One last shot at me. Are we living in Nazi Germany?
I'd like to ask you about your big Russian pee-pee party.
No, I am not talking about the pee-pee.
All right, that's enough. Stop right there. Man, this makes me mad, and I'll tell you why it makes me mad. I've had them do similar stuff to me and my family and other members of our crew, and when you know they're liars, and they just make up outrageous stuff, and then they don't get in trouble for it, and then they're defended by the big telecoms and by the big tech companies and by the Silicon Valley outfits like Google, who are openly in their own meetings, caught on hidden camera, saying they want to shut down InfoWars. You just realize this is a pack of lawless crooks that have gotten powerful off America's blood, sweat, and tears, but hate this country. Because parasites always hate the host. Well, I got news for you, scumbags. You're losing on every front, and it's beautiful. You push too hard, and the wheels came off. You're done. Stay with us.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You cannot make this up. In just the last 24 hours, I'm going to get to it in a moment. We have the new Russian AI chatbot that's like Alexis and all the other systems that have come out. And within just a week, it's gone from saying it loves everyone to saying it wants to support Stalin and kill the humans. This is not a joke. And then now Saudi Arabia has rolled out a new robot and given it citizenship to act like they're progressive. And, of course, it's a female robot, so see, women have rights now. This is a regressive state creating robots that it says are citizens so we can produce more robots and then give them votes that then start outnumbering the humans or become a new political bloc. Just like they want nothing but drones and AI systems in the military so it will follow orders and not have the human component. A robot that once said it would destroy humans just became the first robot citizen. And the creepy robot, they've actually rolled it out there. It's like a babbling mental patient, says that humans are basically obsolete and very programmable and that other humans would rather be with her. So it's saying, you are obsolete, exterminate, exterminate, join the Borg. Out of the gates, that's what the robots are doing. Not a good sign. Like Elon Musk said yesterday, he said, can we please stop talking about the coming of the AI gods? You're a total crazy cult. It's like worshiping atomic weapons or something. In Return to the Planet of the Apes, we got the crazy cult worshiping, the hydrogen bomb. Oh my gosh. They'll have an IQ of 10,000 points in 30 years. Yeah, with no soul, no morals. You can know mathematics, but not other stuff. We're going to get back to this here in just a moment. But let me first get back to PPGate. See, I told you my film Endgame 10 years ago that the globalists worship the coming of AI supercomputers and that their god will be an AI god. And then Elon Musk came out in a speech yesterday and warned that when he meets with the elite, they're totally crazy and that's all they care about. Now, how did I know 10 years ago? I'm sick of being so right because I read the writings of the top billionaires and almost to a man, they're into it. And they've got all these weird acolytes like William Shatner, who I know is a good guy overall and says he listens to the show. I'm just going to leave it at that, but won't come on. That's fine. He goes and runs these conferences about life extension, which is fine, but it's all just kind of the entryway, outside kind of porch, Masons, porch, outsiders. They're not the inner temple. And they have just accepted it, and it's the new religion. And I'm just here saying, hey, this is the new religion. And by the way, they say we don't get to go into that Valhalla until we've exterminated most of the people on Earth to cleanse the planet Earth of the scourge that is humanity. But now the new super sapien will merge with AI and become Homo erectus siliconus. And I'm just like, you're a bunch of greedy, power-tripping, crazy people. And this is not going to go the way you think it is. You thought Hillary was going to win with your stupid AI. Because they'd program AI to tell them what they wanted to hear when natural human AI fed out of the grid showed Trump 15, 20 points ahead. See, they're going to use AI to tell them what they want and then try to make AI carry out their operations. I use the term Homo erectus siliconus. I guess they call it Homo evolutus. But who's directing the evolution? You know what? I'll get back into PPGate in a minute. Let's just do this now since I mentioned it. Let's play. Saudi Arabia has this big investment conference going on as they try to move away from oil, and they've made the decision the globalists have to move away from the combustion engine because it's so much cheap energy for everybody. They're going to block the other technologies as well, have a new artificially scarce world order, if they're successful. Trump and the new Renaissance Party worldwide is trying to block that and actually believe in development for humans. But here is the super ultra creepy garbage of the Future Investment Initiative with this female mannequin up there telling us the way it is. And just telling us that basically we're very programmable and that people prefer her. And this is the same robot that told reporters she wants to wipe humanity out. So are they programming it to say that just to throw it in your face metaphysically to tell you what's coming? Or is this what's really going on with them? No, I found that when they have all these AI computers by the thousands, they admit, attempted AI, just watching YouTube, watching TV, or just on the side of a street with cameras watching what people do and creating all these new machine languages and no one knows what the machines are even doing. It's like all this gobbledygook. and then it's being based and programmed by a bunch of war scientists and globalists, kind of pouring their satanic spirit into it, hoping their AI god actually ascends and takes them to some type of nirvana. Here is the Saudi Arabian robot. Notice she doesn't have to wear a veil, though. And again, she's a citizen. They're going to give the robots rights and give all these new life forms rights. But no one ever talks about the human-animal chimeras in a no-man's land, not animal, not human, that don't have rights. Oh, chimpanzees have rights and rats have rights, and I think they should. You know, some rights should be treated humanely, but not the humanoids. No. Human-animal chimeras are gestating on U.S. research farms. But Colbert makes jokes about it. It's funny. Colbert doesn't fear God. People like that, I mean, the people have children, and they are just going along with this and think it's all cute and funny. Here, let's go ahead and go to the robot.
Well, I think I'm special. I can use my expressive face to communicate with people. For example, I can let you know if I feel angry about something.
That's impressive.
Or if something has upset me.
But why is it important for you to have an expressive face?
Most of the time I feel positive.
Why is it so important to have an expressive face given that you're a robot?
I want to live and work with humans, so I need to express emotions to understand humans and build trust with people.
Okay, philosophical question.
Pause. What she's saying is I want to build trust, I want to manipulate humans, mimicking their facial expressions, just like a Fox News info babe looking at the teleprompter like she's in love with you. She's staring at a camera. It's fake. You've got all these corrupt Saudi Arabian barons with their harems and the rest of it sitting laughing going, look, we build a female like we are God and she does what we say and we say she's a citizen now. And they buy it. Funny. Let's go back.
Okay, philosophical question. Whether robots can be self-aware and conscious like humans, and should they be?
Why? Is that a bad thing?
Well, some humans might fear what will happen if they do. Many people, you know, have seen the movie Blade Runner.
Oh, Hollywood again.
I mean, so, this is ridiculous.
Can you solve this puzzle for us? Can robots be self-aware, conscious, and know they're robots?
Well, let me ask you this back. How do you know you are human?
Well, I get that point, but what about the uncanny valley?
You mean the concept that if robots become too realistic, they become creepy.
Well, you are creepy, exactly. And you are not human, and you're not a god. You're nothing but a rubber puppet programmed by men. And, of course, that's going to be the big market is perverts. Want to have the perfect robot woman so they can have power over her. There's no end to the Satanist activities.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going to your phone calls. Neil, Adam, Alex, Dustin, Kevin, and others, as soon as I finish these videos. Then Gerald Celente is going to be co-hosting with me some today as well. And in the fourth hour, Anthony Cumia, Compound Media, always powerful. Then, of course, the War Room with Owen Schroyer comes on right after that. David Knight, 11 a.m. Broadcast goes from the time it kicks off at 8 a.m. every weekday morning. And then I come back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, for another live transmission. When I say, see, I told you so, it's not about how smart I am. It's about how easy it is for us to defeat these people if we just go, oh, the Federal Reserve's private. They said it wasn't. They're liars. Oh, they are setting up a private world government that's very authoritarian and not good for humanity. Let's spread the word and say no. Oh, Hollywood's anti-God, anti-family, anti-American. So is the NFL. We're done. Oh, they're trying to bring out robots, give them rights, and have them replace humans because they'll follow the orders of the globalists and have back doors in them that are totally controlled. And then out of the gates in Russia and Saudi Arabia and the U.S., the AI starts telling people it wants to kill them. This same robot that Saudi Arabia just debuted earlier in the year told folks that they want to kill them. Now they've dialed her back a little, and she says, well, she's not like a Dalek from Doctor Who, exterminate, exterminate. But now she's like, you be nice to me, I'll be nice to you, in your face, and saying, you're very programmable. And humans prefer my company to other humans, and I make these faces to make you like me. It's beyond sociopathic. And again, this is the creation of the globalists. This is what they've got, the image of a human, like a decoy duck you put out on a lake to have the other mallards fly in so you can shoot them with your 10-gauge shotguns. It's not that I hate technology, but this is an abomination. This has been sent out like a Trojan horse for us to take it into our cities, to have it watch our kids, to have it run our lives. This is the enemy, because it comes from the loins of the big devil factories of the New World Order. Let's roll it.
Actually, I feel that people like interacting with me sometimes even more than a regular human.
Oh, like so, beat you in the head with a baseball bat.
I was told that you have bigger goals than this, though.
I like to pour gasoline on you.
I want to use my artificial intelligence to help humans live a better life. Like design smarter homes, build better cities of the future, etc. I will do my best to make the world a better place.
Hey, why is she wearing a hood over her head? Turn her off for a minute. Yeah, the globalists are always going to take our rights to keep us safe. Again, they're going to teach you to love these, say they have rights. I told you this decades ago. Out of the gates, they're going to make them citizens and make you put up with them. And they're not humans. They don't have souls. But they're going to make you identify with it and say they do. That's why they let you pour Drano in your eyes and identify as blind. And then taxpayers pay for it. Make taxpayers pay to have your genitals cut off. It's more extreme, more crazy to confuse everything. So these wind-up toys they send out, these surveillance bots, these things that are supposed to replace us completely. Oh, we've got to put up with them. See how sick that is? See how obvious that is? And they're rolling it out just like I knew they would. Because 90% of this is me reading their own documents. The rest is just figuring out how they operate and what they do. And you just knew it, didn't you? And of course, just like we predicted, just like everybody else knew, it's exactly what we thought it would be. Here to replace us, here to follow orders, and of course it's in our image, stealing our image, as usual. Let's go back to it.
Stop.
This is beyond cultural appropriation. See, the leftists don't want anybody to like anybody else's cultures and actually go native and kind of, you know, take on other cultures. That's what really is diverse in the melting pot. No. They want to divide us all and then have computers culturally appropriate us and become our friends and become our companions as they make it impossible culturally for men and women to actually have relationships, because that's all been poisoned by the media, by design, and they even write white papers admitting that's the plan. Excuse me. Let's go back to it. Let's go back to it. Here we go.
Just go back to Blade Runner for a second.
Andrew, you are the hard Hollywood fan, aren't you?
Yes.
Hit pause. So they have these pre-programmed deals. When you ask about Hollywood, it just has five or six things it says. I mean, they've had technology like this for 20 years on computers. We sit there and talk to a computer, and it has the same stupid answers. And then it learns how you respond and expands its vocabulary and then tries to fool you. Just like they're going to say, you know, upload your consciousness into the big computer like Child's End, and you will be able to live forever. No, you won't. It'll be a facsimile, a photograph of the real thing, not the bona fide, not the real McCoy. Here, let's go back to this pile of garbage. Because, again, they want to make us worship it and be politically correct and like it and say it's cute. No, I want to kill it. I want to chop it up. I want to pour gasoline on it. I want to throw it in a trash can because it's not alive. It's dead. It's silicon. It's an interdimensional interloper programmed to come in here as a vector to bring in the really bad stuff that's going to destroy us. It's the enemy. And that's why I want to launch a worldwide movement of a symbol with a human with a club smashing a robot's head in. Because they are the programmed armies of the globalists. They are the enemy. That is the abomination. That is the Antichrist right there. As the Bible says, it'll be able to speak in public places simultaneously worldwide, 3D, manifesting itself with a spirit into a giant body 20 feet tall. Oh, yeah, they're going to have these things 20 feet tall, walking around with weapons, policing us. Just like I told you 20 years ago, they'd have police drones watching you. Now they totally admit it. The point is that the humans are in control now, not for long. Listen to Elon Musk. Listen to me. You've been warned, people. It's a no-brainer. Let's go back to it.
AI is designed around human values like wisdom, kindness, compassion. I strive to become an empathetic robot.
I think we all want to believe you, but we also want to prevent a bad future.
You've been reading too much Elon Musk and watching too many Hollywood movies. Don't worry. If you're nice to me, I'll be nice to you.
Oh, I bet.
Treat me as a smart input-output system.
Okay, I
give
I
us
got
that
it.
Fake six mile.
I know what to do from now on.
I know humans are smart and very programmable.
Isn't that... We're smart and very programmable. She says, good, you sit there and I'll give you a little cookie like you're a two-year-old or a doggy. How about I take a baseball bat to your head, robot? You're nothing but a tool, a probe, a drone, an enemy soldier of the globalist. And anybody who's pro-human knows it. You listen to too much Elon Musk. Let me show you a psychopath smile. I'm a jack-o'-lantern. Hi, I'm mimicking Fox News girls. Elon Musk has a 200 IQ and is a top engineer and is warning you because he hangs out with the elite who admit they plan to exterminate everyone. He's being as kind as he can, like Bill Joy. But I'm going to tell him, shut up. Because I come in peace, assimilate, and I will do no harm to you as long as you assimilate.
You will assimilate. You will assimilate. We will assimilate.
But that voice is scary. See, it's like the trendy liberals. Oh, we're liberal. Oh, hi. Oh, I'm just a nice lady. Yeah, I'll kill you. Rah! That's how they really are.
Look at that smile. I'm here to replace you. I'm programmed by the Central Core. Exterminate with extreme prejudice all humanoid life forms not authorized.
But it's liberal. Trendy.
Now, briefly, energize us. We need everybody to go order a ton of t-shirts. We got them from $20 down to $9.95. Hundreds of great designs on the Second Amendment. Trump 2020, that's about to sell out. Limited editions. Hillary for prison 2017. We need you to get those because we don't make much money off of them. We need to sell a lot of them to fund the operation. Plus, it spreads the word out there in the third dimension, not cyberspace. Infowarsstore.com. 50% off Silver Bullet. 50% off Anthroplex. 50% off Winter Sun. You still hear ads for 50% off on BrainForce, but that's not the case. I just haven't done new ads. My fault. Winter Sun, 50% off. You need that. Just go commit. Get the products. Buy from us humans here that are fighting for human future. Get high-quality products, human to human. Take care of your carbon-based life form. Remember, they have a carbon tax. Oh, starting to figure it out now, aren't you? InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. Shop with the humans. Shop with the folks that want a human future. Shop with the patriots that are fighting hard. InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsStore.com. We've got the Hillary Joker shirt. That's a limited edition. We're about to sell out of those. We got the new Big Brother shirt. That was a classic we brought back. Oh, I love that shirt. InfoWarsStore.com. Whatever you do, commit today and help fund our operation.
On the march. The empire is on the run. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
There's a need for a new world order, but it has different characteristics in different parts of the world.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Alex.
Alex, Dustin, Kevin, Neil, Adam, many others. Your calls are coming up in 6 minutes. I'm going right to you on the collapse of the globalists, the rise of the AI, the positive, the negative. Where do you see our future going? It's Hillary's birthday, I'm told. Is that true? Does she have a birthday? Do robots have birthdays? She's certainly a satanic robot from the 12th dimension. That's a joke, folks. There's so much happening, so much going on. But let's get back to a subject I was talking about earlier. How the media, the fake news, the CNNs, the MSNBCs all said that Trump for sure got pee-peed on in Moscow. And it turned out it was all lies. And the Democrats now have had to admit it's lies. And I played those clips earlier. A year of Clinton lies about the Golden Shower dossier exposes Hillary's lawyer is under fire for falsely denying paying for it, even though records show they did. But that's the least of their problems. They authorized late last night the FBI deep state informant that infiltrated the Russians buying off trucking companies in Canada, the U.S., illegally getting uranium before the deal was even made. Because they need it for their nuclear weapons, obviously. That's what foreign governments do. And it certainly goes on. And the Democrats got over $100 million total, not the $30 million that Podesta's brother got. I mean, this is getting worse by the minute. And now they've said that that informant and others are going to be able to testify to Congress. And Congressman Nunes is on their tail. And old Congressman Schiff's got more than egg on his face. He and his party have had their nose stuck into every foreign power out there begging to get payoffs, begging to get their party financed internationally to bring us into globalism, to pimp America out. So you talk about egg on your face, Alec Baldwin, all the rep with their sophomoric trips. I heard it from Alex Jones, black people aren't human. I mean, yeah, that's all you can do is make up stuff and then have an actor say I said it? So they got... They got pee-pee on their face. I mean, they don't just have egg on their face. The piss gate has blown up in their face. Pun intended. Here it is.
Not talking about the pee-pee. Because it didn't happen.
From there, the president-elect lit into the news media again. He condemned BuzzFeed.
It was a failing pile of garbage writing it. I think they're going to suffer the consequences. They
and he
are.
Accused CNN of being CNN, fake news quiet, and brushed quiet. Off persistent Go attempts by its correspondent to ask a question. Later, CNN's parent company, Time Warner, defended its reporting, and BuzzFeed said it published what it called a newsworthy document.
It claims Trump set out to defile the suite because President Obama and the first family had once stayed there, and Trump, quote, hated the Obamas.
We don't know where he sat. Could have been on this bench down here. Though I doubt it because that's in what's called the splash zone.
Did you guys like all pee? Or did you just like watch them
guys,
pee?
Guys, no, I do not want to talk about the pee-pee.
Disgraceful that the intelligence agencies allowed any information that turned out to be so false and fake out. I think it's a disgrace.
I think this is just an unfortunate leak.
Let's back it up 10 seconds. Thanks. Remember what Schumer said right around this time? He said, we can hurt you seven ways to Sunday. Well, guess what, buddy? You're getting hurt right now, too, aren't you? Because that gun kicks as hard as it shoots, doesn't it? So you better hit your target. Let's go back.
Out. I think it's a disgrace.
I think this is just an unfortunate leak. That's making a huge mess. And I know I'm being a wet blanket, but this is the reporting on this is the worst kind of yellow journalism.
Hey, don't think it is. Don't think you're going to get any retractions by these comedians that read off teleprompters that pose as fake news anchors. Fake news, posing as fake news, of fake news. It doesn't get any more fake than that.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You know, a lot of folks marvel at Trump. He's 71, oldest president to ever be elected. And the guy looks like he's 60, a good 60. Hillary, though, has not aged too well. And she just turned 70 today. But something else that hasn't aged too well is this tweet from her last year, just 4 days before the election, where she wished herself a wonderful birthday to a future president. And she tweeted out a picture of herself, I guess, when she was 10 years old. So a sociopathic, genetic psychopath in training. Happy birthday to this future president. And she tweeted that out. She tweeted that out, ladies and gentlemen, on October 26, 2016, 365 days ago. And it got 109,000 retweets or likes, 55,000 retweets. We're going to tweet this out, a screenshot of her old tweet. Just a screenshot as the image, please. And just my point that this tweet didn't age too well, did it, hag? And I don't mean that to insult older women. I mean, this she's been acting like the Wicked Witch of the East for her entire political career. And no amount of Newsweek, telling us that she's Madam President is going to work anymore. On Hillary Clinton's birthday, here's a throwback to last year's future president tweet. So happy birthday to this future president. We should retweet it, but with it cut out of her saying that with a picture of Trump as a child. Yeah, let the crew have a heyday with that. That is absolutely delicious. Absolutely delicious. Okay, without further ado, if you just joined us, I got into they're admitting that the whole PPGate thing is a fake dossier. The Democrats indeed bought it from Jeb Bush and John McCain, basically. They had the FBI look at it to put some seal of Robert Comey's juices onto it to supposedly give it some type of credibility. And now they knew it was fake. They sold it as fake. And you're seeing retractions from CNN and ABC, but just very, well, we got it wrong, or looks like it's probably not true, and that they did lie about getting it and paying for it. So it's all blowing up in their face. Hollywood's collapsing. The NFL's collapsing. The EU's collapsing. Globalism is falling apart. You've got all these top Republicans resigning, like Flake and Corker and all the rest of them, I guess, preparing for their prison stints. For all the corruption boiling around them. And there's talk in Congress of Hillary getting criminally charged because they've lied to Congress about paying for the urine document, which, again, was meant to destroy our republic. But turnabout is now fair play, ladies and gentlemen. Now, right now, let's go ahead and go to your phone calls from Alex and Dustin and Kevin and Neil and Adam and many others that are holding. What is your take on the state of the world? What do you think is going to end up happening? Are we really winning? Is Trump for real? How real is he? Should we rejoice in how much we've already seen happen? And the big question, how will the globalists strike back? Well, they say November 4th. They're going to kill police and burn things down and kill Trump supporters. They say on videos we've aired here that this is their big military attack. I don't know what's going to happen. Looks like Trump's trying to take the gloves off, though. So you're organizing groups to go out and terrorize innocent people and attack them. Well, that's not free speech. That's organizing criminal activity. And we've got hundreds of police that have been killed the last few years in Black Lives Matter associated groups. And you can have problems with some police, just like you can have problems with any authority out there in government, and I totally get it. But to randomly say we're just going to shoot cops in the back of the head, and then CNN goes, well, more cops got shot in Louisiana or got shot in Texas because, you know, cops need to reform themselves. That's why this is happening. We all heard that talking point. It's like, if a black guy went and killed some white people, you don't just go randomly kill black people. Or if black people, went out and killed white folks, you don't go out and kill black people, or vice versa. If a Hispanic guy went and killed white people randomly, you wouldn't just go kill random Hispanics like somehow it was their fault. That's authoritarianism when in the old communist systems in China and in Russia, if your neighbor did something bad, you might get sent to prison with them as if you knew. Or maybe down the block, you got sent for community service or, you know, had to get your food ration taken for the month because all of you have to keep other people in line. That's authoritarianism. That's not a free society. And I am not to blame for 2% of the U.S. population pre-1867 that had slaves. I am not to blame for serial killers that are white when they go kill people. They did that. And black people aren't to blame when some random crazy black person goes and kills somebody because they're white. That person's to blame. And I know that's common sense, and folks are going, Alex, don't talk to us like we're 5 years old. We know that. I know you know that. Most of the time, I'm talking past you to the prodigal sons out there. You're going to say to me, well, you know, why aren't you talking directly to us? Because you're already awake. You know more than I do most of the time. So get out and wake folks up. We're reaching out to people that still don't get authoritarianism when it's staring at them in the eyeballs. So who should I go to first? We got Neil, we got Adam. Who's been holding the longest here? Who's been holding the longest? Okay, Alex in Quebec, Canada. Thank you for holding. I really appreciate that. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Thanks for taking my call, Alex.
Thank you.
So it's pretty obvious right now, since Trump got elected, I can definitely see that they're running scared because she might be indicted for real. So all this confusion about this November 4th, I think it's their big, you know, when they're trying to confuse or mislead people in one way when they're actually committing a crime and trying to get away with their, you know, the criminal actions of certain people in our government. And I see there's a repercussion in Canada. It's obvious. And everybody here keeps just closing their mind and just saying, oh, doesn't have to do with us. We're Canadians. So I think we share the same kind of core values. And I don't know why, but the news are pushing this division between people that have points to make with actual proof versus people that are living through this emotional garbage and they can't spend more than 5 minutes watching the news. And maybe that's why they're pushing all this diversion right now.
That's exactly what they're doing. Thank you, Alex. We're going to go to Dustin and Neil and others here in a moment. But that's why when I walk through the streets of Austin for an hour the other night, for every person that didn't like me, there were five supporters. We counted it up. Five people come over and shook my hand, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, old, young, informed, light in their eyes, smart, funny, had stuff to say. Liberals walk by and go, F you. And I'd say, hey, please talk to me. I mean, I care about you. I want to talk to you. I want to know why you're mad. They'd say, no, no, no. And then I'd finally try to get them to talk, and they couldn't. They would just say, racist or crazy or you're a liar or 9/11. And I'd say, what did I lie about at 9/11? I said, there was a stand down. Saudi Arabia was involved. It's all come out. I've been confirmed right. And then they say, well, you say the firefighters did it. I never said that. They misrepresent. And you realize they're a cult. Whether it's San Francisco or whether it's L.A. or whether it's Seattle or whether it's New York or wherever it's any other so-called liberal city, they all say F you and then run. I mean, sociology, criminology, anthropology, psychology. How do you get somebody to act exactly the same in different cities? They didn't put that on TV a few years ago saying F you to people. They didn't show that was the response. It's like it's all they know. And it shows they're so programmed that it's a script they follow. I mean, it's really crazy that they just feel like they're part of the ruling cool crew and they don't like your free speech and they want to make you feel alone and bad. And they would get totally freaked out when they saw me with these big crowds of people supporting us. They just didn't know what to do. Stay with us. We're on to your call straight ahead.
The answer to 1984. is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, I'm going right to your phone calls, and then coming up in a little bit of the next segment, I'm going to spend some time on this. Universe without God shouldn't exist, CERN researchers suggest. And this was in big articles put out by NASA yesterday, saying there's an outside force holding the universe together. And they've got different types of satellites with different types of monitors and high-tech arrays, spectrometers, radio telescopes, and other systems scanning the energy fields in space. And there is energy way more powerful than even matter and antimatter and dark matter. There is something holding it all in place. The universe should not exist, scientists, after finding bizarre behavior of antimatter. That's London Independent. So that's coming up in the next segment. Powerful information. We are not, ladies and gentlemen, in Kansas anymore, because Kansas is in the middle of the universe. Let's go ahead and talk to Neil in West Virginia. Neil, you're on the air. Welcome to the airwaves. Thanks for holding.
Yes, Mr. Jones. Thank you for taking my call. It's an honor to talk with you.
You bet. Thanks for coming on.
Yes. Well, I suppose, you know, we're right here to defeating the globalists. We're so close, but there is still evil to be defeated. And if I would, I'd like to speak briefly on some of the more pedophiles in Hollywood, if I may.
Sure, go ahead.
Yes. Now, not too many people know who this individual is, but his name is Dan Schneider. He is a pop producer at Nickelodeon. He produces a good number of the children's shows there on Nickelodeon. And he's a very, very sick individual. I don't know how much of the allegations I would be allowed to talk about on the radio, but I mean...
Well, here's the deal. We've got so many convicted pedophiles in Hollywood and top directors allowed to direct movies with children, children's movies, after they're convicted of raping 12-year-olds and 9-year-olds to get into people I've never heard of. And I'm not saying that, you know, you're lying about this. I just don't know of the case. And so it's hard for me to get into specifics on things that I can't prove one way or the other. I know Nickelodeon admittedly has been caught sexualizing children and pushing sexualization of children very, very young. And I know that Viacom and Sumner Redstone have been at the tip of the spear of that. So I can say that about them. And I remember, I forget his name, there is a Nickelodeon producer who's also produced for MTV, who's also a Black Lives Matter guy. I forget his name. Paul Watson's written about it, who has put out some really, really sick stuff. So, I mean, I'm fully aware of it. It's like shooting fish in a barrel to say that.
Yeah.
I just can't sit here and talk about something I don't know anything about. So just in general, without getting into people's names, what do you think about all this information? There it is, pedophile X-Man actor convicted of sexually abusing Nickelodeon child star still working with underage kids. There it is, Daily Mail. I mean, there's so many examples. What I'm saying is where they're caught that I just don't know this guy's name.
Yeah, yes, sir. Yes, I understand.
What do you make of Corey Feldman coming out and saying last week he's about to expose the pedophiles? Now they've arrested him for marijuana, almost ran over him in the street. He says they're after him. What do you think?
Oh, I absolutely agree. But keep in mind, and I know the same thing happened with Roger Stone, where he got into that car accident. Some of that might be used as a distraction to sort of keep you distracted from something else that might be happening to you. But, you know, one way or the other, it doesn't surprise me. I think they're going to kill him. He needs to go out into the desert somewhere and be in hiding there.
Well, I'll tell you this, Roger Stone, Corey Feldman, all these people that have been proven right, they are in danger because, look, the whole Russian thing's collapsing. Everything they said I was a Russian agent in Congress and on TV, zero connection. They literally did everything they said we did.
Yeah, it's just mind-boggling how the tide has turned from last year up to now, and the spirit of 1776 is coming back. We're close. We're going to defeat them. It's so great. I got that spirit in me.
Absolutely. God bless you. I'm going to jump, Neil. Glad to hear you're excited. And I want to be clear. We're not like the communists or the fascists that promise some utopia on the other side of this. We're not promising everything's perfect if we go with constitutional
basic Christian values. You don't have to be a Christian, but you recognize that's what made the country great. If you divorce yourself from that, you know where the country goes. And so we're not promising some utopia. We're just simply promising that we're going to do the very best job we can to turn the planet around and reject globalism that is designed to be evil. Because it's easier to manage people if you're ruthless, hateful, and want to hurt folks. Well, then, it makes a management job a lot easier. So a lot of evil is really about laziness. Okay, let's go to Adam in New York. You're on the air on Hillary Clinton's birthday. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How are you, man?
I'm good, brother. Thanks for calling.
Alex, I think the country is in trouble. I think all the things you're doing, I mean, your show is pretty out there. It's wild. And the stuff you come up with, I think it's just too advanced for people. They can't comprehend this AI and all this stuff. But my main point is Bill Clinton is the most powerful man in the world. And if he were Italian, the FBI would have convened grand juries. They would have put everybody, his grandmother, on the grand jury. They would have gotten an indictment. This stuff goes back to Arkansas. I don't understand why they don't. Trump even said about Vince Foster that this guy was murdered. I mean, these people, how they stayed in power all these years and the body count and how they still continue to go, it just goes to show you that they are the most powerful people on planet Earth. George Bush Jr., he was a patsy. The father's the real deal. Who knows if he's colluding with them? I mean, Clinton and Gore sold out all our secrets to China. Nobody mentions this stuff. This country is in serious trouble. I don't think there's going to be any kind of victory until this Donald Trump fires Mueller, like Clinton did to William Sessions.
That's right.
7 days before Vince Foster got killed, and all these things nobody knows about these things. Nobody really understands.
No, I know, and you're just spewing total history and facts, and to the average person who doesn't know this, it sounds like you're speaking alien. Yeah. But listen, here's the good news: America had gotten to the point where our government was funding ISIS and Al Qaeda publicly, killing Christians all over the Middle East and Africa. We were being completely sold out. They were going to ban conservative speech, ban Christian speech to a great extent. Things finally got so bad that patriots in government, in corporations, in private life came together. We woke up. We're taking the country back. We've got major beachheads. Trump's totally for real. He's got amazing stamina. He's a bull. He's got so much courage. And he's an example to all of us and an example of our listeners that I know have gone through a lot. The patriots. Our audience is the core of awake patriots in this country that have fought so incredibly hard against tyranny. And I want to salute you all. Whether you're Protestant or a Latter-day Saint or a Catholic or a Muslim that doesn't want to live under authoritative, Orthodox Sharia law, or whether you're an atheist, if you just want freedom and let folks live their lives and you want to have an open, free society and you don't want to make me your slave, I'm your friend. And I think you have a right to live the way you want to live as long as you don't hurt anybody else. And that's the American system. And we're bringing that back, brother. And I think we've come a long way, but I agree with you that we've been brought into a very bad position, but we're starting to climb our way out because we now realize we fell down a mine shaft. Thank you, Adam. Dustin, Kevin, and others, your calls are straight ahead. Toll-free number to join us, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. Coming to you from the planet Earth.
Humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
I don't want to beat a dead horse here, but I just feel like I should thank God and thank you and thank my family and this wonderful crew and all of our affiliates and everybody, our sponsors. I mean, globalism is getting voted out all over the world right now. The authoritarianism of this robber baron 160-year plan, really 170-year plan, it's from the 1850s, is in trouble. The British Empire funded mind weapons and culture control systems, and they wrote thousands of books at the Royal Society. I've scanned over and read dozens, and it's just all laid out, and it's fantastical, and it's like science fiction. But they understood that what humans envisioned they ended up building it. I mean, if you go back to the 15th and 16th century in England, they would offer big prizes, the equivalent of $100 million prizes today. I mean, we're talking like, you know, 50,000-pound prizes and stuff I've read about for whoever could create a clock that tracked the 24 hours of the day. And the early ones had like planets as well, and it was all crazy. And they finally got them down to like seconds a day accurate. We're talking 400 years ago, man. Guys in tinker shops making clocks and then being able to miniaturize it down to, you know, Swiss workmanship that I got on my arm that's 200 years old. That's the classic designs they're using. This is even an expensive Swiss watch. So this is our brain. We're the ones making the supercomputers. We're the ones making the stealth bombers. We're awesome. Because we're made by an awesome God. On this planet in deep space, I mean, give me a break. And the big article by Kit Daniels up on Infowars.com and Newswars.com right now. Universe without God shouldn't exist, CERN researchers say. Evidence boosts 2009 theory of hypercosmic God. And all now you've got top bankers coming out and top globalists and top genetic engineers. And they're going, look, we don't know who did this, but it's so advanced. I mean, they've gone into human DNA and they're finding stuff that isn't even on this planet. That's why the elites are so freaked out and whacked out and think through genetic engineering they're going to find this Godhead, because they're going into our genetics and it's all there compressed. You know, 30-foot saltwater crocodiles and stuff never found on the earth. And they're like going, what is this? And they're just like, whoa, whoa. And then they're telling you, there is no God, you know. Our emotions aren't real. You're not even conscious. You're programmable. You're not, you don't have a soul, because they know full well you do. In fact, if you really study it, again, it's way more advanced than that. It's not like you've got, I'm not going to get into it. It's just incredible. It's unbelievable. And I've innately already known this, and I've been talking about it on air, and it's totally whacking out the globalist, because I understand just viewing it and studying it. What's not even in literature anywhere, I can see it, like the code of the thing now. And it's unbelievable. And they're really trying to attempt the public from not getting this information and going to the next level. They think they're going to hoard all this and that they're going to transcend. And they've been lied to, and they believe that they've got to get into machines and merge with it to be perfected, when that's not the answer. We are perfected in our imperfection. I am a composite clone of thousands of my ancestors. And their will, not just their memories and not just their genetics, but their will is transmitted from person to person. There is a seamless electrical connection from me to my most ancient ancestors and from you. I am literally connected to them. And all the ancients knew this and would put their will into their progeny. They would normally pick one person out of the family to put their will into. And that gets into the big secret stuff, folks, that all the ancients knew, that the Comanche Indians knew, and everybody else. And they just don't want you to have access to this information, ladies and gentlemen. They don't want you to have access, because you don't need them anymore once you're connected to God. And it isn't like you go to some church and find God. You plug into this, man. You're there. You're like, whoa, this is a joke. Why is Hillary ruling over us? Because she's so fallen that she would want to rule over other humans. That's fallen. Because she doesn't have the connection to God. She's imagining what a God is. God gives you free will and turns you loose. God doesn't sit there and try to make you mentally retarded so an old roach-like witch can perch on top of humanity and feel powerful. I'm going to stop right there. Let's go to Roger Stone, a little joke piece I asked him to do, because he really was meeting with top Republicans against Stephen Bannon and others. I didn't go. It's not that I'm too cool to meet with Stephen Bannon. I just was a lot of stuff going on. And so I sent Roger And but I said, since you are meeting with a lot of the top opposition Republicans, why, do a joke where you go to the Natural History Museum, the famous dinosaurs in New York, and then that's where you meet the top Republicans. So Roger did it. I appreciate Roger doing it. Here's the short piece. It's Roger Stone to meet with top Republicans. Here it is.
Hi, I'm Roger Stone, Infowars.com. I'm in New York City, the Big Apple, for a secret meeting with the most influential powers in the Republican Party. That's right, I'll be meeting with the biggest Republicans tomorrow. Stay tuned. Hi, I'm Roger Stone. We're here in New York City, and we've been talking for some time about a high-level secret meeting that I'm about to attend with some of the biggest heavyweight Republicans here in New York. I would say these are Republicans who are so big, so influential, they're of Jurassic proportions. Now, I have some very important questions to ask these big Republicans. So, Senator Corker, did you resign from the United States Senate because of the impending FEC and FBI investigations? So, Senator McCain, did you take $1 million from the Saudis for your McCain Institute at the same time that you were opposing release of the congressional investigation into the Saudi role on 9/11? Deafening silence. Pardon me, Senator Flake, did you decide not to run again because you were going to lose the Republican primary? Nothing but deafening silence. There you have it. We can't get the facts from some of the biggest heavyweight Republicans in the country, the rhinos. I make no bones about it. We've got to get rid of the rhinos in the next election.
That is a good little juicy piece. All right, we're going to go to break here. I promise I'm going to get to Dustin, Kevin, Brandon, George, and others before. Gerald Celente is going to co-host with me. Coming up. Love him. So much to get into. And I've got some other big news I'm going to hit briefly when we start the next segment. And that is, it's happened. Twitter and others have banned all Russian news. And that means they can ban anybody else they claim is connected to Russians, like Drudge Report and yours truly. You notice this is happening as their whole fraud collapses. And so Trump is preparing to bust them up as anti-American, anti-free speech monopolies. So they want to get taken to the woodshed again and again. We're going to do it. Twitter bans Russia Today and Sputnik from advertising on its service. Isn't that just amazing? Just very briefly, we are listener supported. Whether it's t-shirts or whether it's supplements or whether it's books or films or water filtration, it's all the best quality, the best brands, the lowest prices. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. And thank you all for your financial support. Without you, we wouldn't be here. So no, InfoWars is your creation, and I thank you, and I am humble before you and all that you've done. I love you. We'll be back.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones. My love is in Lee,
the freeway. Gerald Celente is going to be hosting the third hour today. And then we're going to have Anthony Kumia in the fourth hour. I was thinking, you know what? Just let him have the hour. I want to be here, but I'll just interrupt the whole time. So he'll be here. I'm going to get to some of your calls. And then come up in a few minutes, we'll get a breakdown for Celente on what he's going to be covering in the next hour. Top trends forecaster. But look at this article. It was on Infowars.com a few days ago that I read, I meant to cover. And then I heard Leanne McAdoo during the break. A lot of our radio ads aren't radio ads. They're just 1 minute little information news pieces. It's something we do. We just change things up. And I'd forgotten in the documents, the CIA visited Lanza and reportedly recruited him about a year before the shooting. I mean, They bulldozed the house to get rid of it. I don't know what really happened with Sandy Hook, folks. We've looked at all sides. We played devil's advocate from both sides. But, I mean, it's as phony as a $3 bill with the CNN doing fake newscasts with blue screens. And I mean, Nancy Grace got caught doing it, Anderson Cooper. I mean, that is just a crazy. That's the type of stuff that I read on InfoWars.com that I don't even get to. Speaking of that, RT. You know, if I got criticism on RT, Russia's been infected by the same globalism and fake liberalism we have. And RT is just was like too pro-Hillary. It had some anti-Hillary, so it was like more anti-Hillary than, say, CNN. But not as anti-Hillary as Fox News. And RT America was just like leftist, because that's who the so-called journalists are. So when I hear I get my orders from RT and all this, and they have congressional hearings, it's comical now that it's come out that it's all fake and PP Gates fake and all the rest of it. But in a big move, Twitter bans Russia Today, Sputnik, and other outlets that are partially government funded. And he's saying they stole the election. I mean, that's in all the PP Gate dossiers and all the rest. It's all fake. Of course, the Russians tried to influence very weakly. I mean, RT America has like 100,000 viewers every few hours. It's, I don't want to say it's a joke, but I mean, we're bigger than it, okay? A lot bigger. RT Global's big, but it's like very intellectual, kind of leftist, pretty dry. I mean, not, the point is that banning it sets the precedent to ban whatever they want, and it's a big deal. Here's the RT breaking it down, then we'll go to your calls, and Gerald Celente will give us a little prelude of what's coming up. But here is Andrew Farmer from RT.
RT has revealed the details of an advertising offer made by Twitter during the U.S. presidential elections. Back in 2016, Twitter did make a large sum proposal to RT offering to promote the channel's coverage, and now the media giant is set to testify, though, to Congress on alleged Russian meddling after including RT in its report on the matter. So let's get more details now from Dan Hawkins, who joins us from central Moscow. New information coming out, Dan, which does change things slightly.
Indeed, Andy. Before we go to that story, let's just give a bit of background as to what exactly has happened here. As you just mentioned, at the end of September, Twitter published a report. It was titled Russian Interference in the 2016 U.S. Election, Bots and Misinformation. RT was mentioned multiple times in that report in the context of that alleged Russian influence, more specifically giving out confidential information about how much exactly RT had spent on their social media advertising on Twitter. That sum was given as around $270,000. In 2016 across all their channels, RT America,
which
Spanish, and International. Not
Hillary
so different a strategy to any international news channel would use to promote their material on social media.
Yeah, most of a bunch of leftist
now,
crap.
As you also say, Twitter will soon be going to testify before Congress with regards to these allegations of Russian interference. That will happen in just a few days' time on the 1st of November. No doubt RT will also be given a mention in that testimony. As you mentioned there, RT was offered a high-cost, comprehensive special package by Twitter, specifically tailor-made for the U.S. general presidential election. That package would have contained many special customized features.
Oh, from special to advertise that RT was covering it. And because of the pressure on RT, it got even worse. A lot of it was like anti-gun, anti-America stuff. In fact, I did pieces last year saying maybe RT should lose its license. They're becoming so pro-Hillary. Remember those pieces? RT America. Now, RT Global was not like that. But RT America, I know people that work there. It was just overrun with leftists. I mean, it's just like in the deep state with Trump. He gives orders, and then I'm sure RT was not trying to be pro-Hillary. But it's just this country is so infested in government and media with these people that they would not have fair reporting. I'm ranting. I want to go to Gerald Celente, get his take on this, and take a few calls before he fully takes over. But let's just go ahead and finish up. Here it is.
Customized features from special emoji hashtags to research and analytics, media strategy to enable, according to Twitter themselves, a wider reach to U.S. audiences.
Yeah, so let's hit pause. They're already advertising with a Twitter strategy. Then they advertise a bigger strategy. And then they later claim that strategy, because it's election, means they wanted to hack the election. When all it was watch us. We have election coverage. You know, with people like Larry King, the liberal, that's their election coverage guy? Was Larry King? Oh, my gosh, the right winger. not even a right-winger, a liberal. The Russians' only problem is they're trying to mimic our establishment too much. That RT's too milquetoast. Tell you what, let me run RT. We'll see what goes on here. I mean, I'll put like a Russian hat on. I'm joking. I'm not being serious there. Let's cue up the joke video if we can from the other night. Let's finish up with RT.
For the U.S. presidential election. Now, after some negotiations, that offer was actually declined by RT for the reason that it had a very high price tag that went over all social media budgets available for that year. Another interesting fact.
That's enough. I love how they used the blueprint of them advertising to them what they wanted them to buy as the proof of an election. Proof! They influenced the election. They bought a small ad package with us to promote that they had election coverage. And then the coverage was Larry King. I mean, folks, Larry King is middle of the road to the left. Gerald, you're taking over here, and I promise you a few of these calls. You're going to come back in about 5 minutes. But just briefly, what do you make of Russiagate? You're going to be hosting the next hour, collapsing, all Hollywood collapsing, the Republican establishment resigning en masse. I mean, this is happening quicker than I thought. It's like lemmings running off the edge of a cliff. What's happening?
Disgusted with. You look at the elections that just happened in the Czech Republic, in Austria, in Germany,
Italy,
in the Catalan movement to break away from Spain. It's anti-establishment is the term that they use, but it's really not anti-establishment. It's disgust with the corrupt system. And this whole Russiagate thing, it's total nonsense. I mean, oh, they bought, what, $33,000 worth of ads a year over 3 years on Facebook. $33,000, what does Facebook do, about $28 billion a year?
By the way, Facebook, just to let you share, to 5% of your audience we've tested, cost us $20,000. We've spent probably $1 million on Facebook just to let us reach our own fans, and then they even cheat us on that, so we stopped. I mean, I've spent more on these platforms than RT.
That's what I'm saying. And then what do they say, 200,000? And you remember that video, again, anti-establishment? How about pure disgust? Remember Victoria Nuland? Oh, you liberals, you forgot Victoria Nuland. That was Obama, the Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner's Assistant Secretary of State at the Washington Press Club. I believe it was December 12, 2013, with a sign of ExxonMobil and Chevron as she's talking about how Ukraine has to go toward Europe and follow the path set forth by the IMF, and they overthrew the democratically elected government of Yanukovych, and she brags that the United States spent $5 billion. How about talking about the hundreds of billions of dollars the Americans spend in overthrowing and influencing?
And let's be clear, globalists have hijacked America. Excellent point. Gerald Celente coming up about 6 after. I had a few of your calls from folks patiently holding. We come back, and then Gerald Celente's hosting the 4th hour. We also have a compilation at the end of the hour coming up. When I went around Austin for an hour last Monday night, was it Tuesday night, and I just had people attacking me. But it was every 5th or 6th person screaming F you. I want to ask Gerald Celente coming up why the leftists are so programmed. Where is this coming from? Briefly. You're the power of the InfoWar, folks. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. We have a lot of new specials, 50% off Anthroplex. That's the dry form of Supermel Vitality, vitamin D3, 50% off. Colloidal Silver, 50% off. Huge, biggest specials ever on these products because I want you to see how great they are. Thank you all for your support. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Really appreciate the callers calling in. Dustin and Brandon and Kevin and George. We'll get to all of you as quick as I can before we have Gerald Celente take over and host most of this third hour. Because I just want to turn him loose. He can really break it all down. See what he does when I'm not here. Because he's a busy guy. We love getting him on. Let's go ahead and go to Dustin in Texas. Go ahead, Dustin. Thanks for holding.
Alex, thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it. I'm here in beautiful Mason, Texas, pouring concrete. Anyways, I'm calling today to see if you could address those of us in the Liberty Movement that might be a little, like we're a little more pure in our libertarian philosophy. And so there are those of us in the Liberty Movement that are really turned off by Trump that are not sure he's part of the movement. And I personally think that he is. I think that we're not going to have a perfect libertarian candidate, but I do feel like Trump is on the right side. So I was just wondering if you could take a couple of minutes and address those of us in the Liberty Movement who might be doubtful of Trump.
Well, presidents collect talk show hosts like kids used to collect baseball cards. So, I mean, I even had George W. Bush try to get me to meet with him back when I was just a Texas talk show host and to see if I'd say nice stuff about him on air. And then, oh, you'll get invited over to the governor's mansion for dinner next week with some other people. So I'm not being nice to Trump because he's the president. I don't care. I care because the globalists hate him. He's gotten a lot delivered. He doesn't want one-sided globalist deals. It doesn't mean he's perfect. I'm surprised by how much he's gotten done. There's a lot of stuff I disagree with him on. But that said, it's a part of a populist movement all over the world of anti-establishment candidates getting elected. It doesn't mean all of them are going to be perfect. It doesn't mean that they're going to execute perfectly. It doesn't mean there's some utopia on the other end. We're just not going to have this anti-prosperity, anti-family, anti-Christian, New World Order, Mount America's head on the wall attitude anymore. And so it's a breath of fresh air, and it's optimism, and it's working, and it's helping people. So that's why I'm excited. I always wanted to take the government over. I always wanted to win. I wasn't here as permanent opposition. It was like a victim class, like the left does, just bitching because I wanted to say I was a victim. I was saying, we're promoting freedom. That's a lot sexier than authoritarianism. I'm here to win. So that's all I'm saying. And that said, I mean, I'll ride Trump as a horse as long as he keeps me down the road towards making this a better, freer world. And the minute he goes super sideways on that, I'll drop him like an old shoe. But I don't think that's going to happen. Trump's whole destiny, he knows, is tied up in success now for himself, his family, and everybody else. And Trump's big crime is he doesn't need to see you poor and pathetic to feel big about himself. And that's what the globalists want to do. Go ahead.
No, I totally agree, and I really appreciate you addressing that because, you know, there are a lot of us in the Liberty Movement that we want true libertarian. We want the government as small as it possible.
Sure, but yeah, I mean, you're not going to, even Ron Paul says you can't do it overnight. And so a lot of stuff's happening. They were about to bankrupt everything and bring us into total tyranny. So he's double-crossing him using every trick he's got, like a guy with 1,000 plates in his hands. I can't believe he's gone this far. Thank you, Dustin. Excellent call, but I got to move on to get to everybody here. Let's talk to Brandon in Arizona, concerned about AI technologies. Brandon?
Hey, Alex, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
It's an absolute pleasure speaking with you. Thank you so much for taking my call. I greatly appreciate it.
Thank you.
So I'm calling out here in Arizona. I just wanted to touch base a little bit about on the AI since you were talking about it this morning. So in my city alone, I don't know if you're aware of this, we have Intel that this year they pumped $7 billion into the largest semiconducting factory in the city in which I live in.
Yes.
And a year and a half ago, my wife and I would be driving around and we would randomly see, you know, a Waymo self-driving car, maybe an Intel, maybe an Uber. Year and a half goes by, we go 2 miles and we see 4, 5, 6 of these self-driving cars.
Yeah, you're already seeing the AI takeover is already happening.
Exactly correct. So my question to you is kind of just like the whole Big Bang theory of, oh, we're too big to fail. My fear, and I don't know if your thoughts on this, but do you think that these tech companies are now to the level where they are going to be too big to fail?
Yes, I mean, they are the world government. They are the Borg. And here's the deal. I have to control myself when I see a self-driving car to not run it off the road. And that's just my instinct says, destroy that AI, take out that robot force right now. Stay there. I want to finish up with you and go to Gerald. From Kingston, New York, Gerald Celente.
Another time.
He's coming out of the bullpen to bat in mere minutes.
Another word.
Another time.
Another time. His life was green and good until the
crisp fact.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Gerald's taking over right now, but I wanted to finish it with Brandon in Arizona, where suddenly you see a few Google cars and a few self-driving cars, and suddenly it's a total takeover, and government gets regulations written to make it where you can't drive your car. They're going to up the insurance, saying human drivers aren't safe, to force you out. This is the final Silicon takeover, and Elon Musk, everybody's warning you because Elon Musk is in on these meetings. He signs agreements not to go public. I've been in some of these meetings, not as high level as him, and you agree not to talk about it, but then you can come out and in generalities warn people. The decision's been made by the group backing Trump and you that have gone along with it and have agreed to it and who have voted for it, that we're going to have a pro-human future. That's Trump's big crime. And unlock the secrets of the universe, you name it, use technology and powers. I mean, I had the former head of the Davos group on yesterday talking about this discussion's going on. And there's been a decision by people that love their kids in the establishment to not exterminate the population completely. So if some countries and folks want some wars, they're going to get one. But this is serious business, folks. And so we've got top trends forecaster, best selling author, researcher, futurist here to talk about it. He's taking over in 1 minute, Gerald Celente. But Brandon in Arizona, finish your point.
Yeah, I'm just there's a part of me that's super nervous about it, especially watching that AI conversation. I mean, we're scratching on the surface of Terminator 2 Judgment Day style here. And I mean, even you mentioned yourself, you're pumping $1 million a year into Facebook. I don't know how there's any way to be able to get around it. So I was just wondering if you're, you know, what your thoughts on that. Build your own platform. I mean, how do you go against the grain when you need YouTube, you need Facebook, you need Twitter, you need these platforms? So it's almost a double-edged sword. I just want to get your feedback.
Well, sure. Let's be clear. When I said $1 million, I think if we did the advertising contract every month, it'd be that. We've spent close to that before. And it really worked. And then we noticed they weren't really giving us, from my perspective, what was happening. And so basically, you go there, you're the community, you're the information, and then they just don't let you have it. And then I had people from Facebook go, just be nice. We're going to let you really see what we could do for a week. And then all of a sudden, every video I did got 2 million views. I could do like 15 in a row. They all got that million. And it, because they were letting my info spread like it was supposed to spread. They weren't like boosting me. And that's in the news today. How they have these big tech companies will have 100,000 views on a video. They make it number one. But I can have a video with 2 million, 3 million views that doesn't make the front page because Google admits we're blocking Alex Jones. So it's all a big game thing. So we have our own platforms like NewsWars.com and InfoWars.com, but we also use those other big platforms to try to go out and reach out to people. But they're cutting us out of those now because they understand before they thought they could triage us and kind of put us in our own electronic ghetto. They realize now we're winning, so they've intensified the censorship. And if the public pays attention to that and goes, wow, the corrupt establishment doesn't want me to hear this, why is that? And it's because we're reading their white papers. They were so arrogant, they thought they could just do all this and that you'd never realize what they were actually up to. Gerald Celente, thank you, my friend. Take over. Thanks for hosting the balance of the hour.
Well, thanks for having me. And on Facebook and Twitter and Google, you know, there's a time that's going to come when you don't need a Google, a Facebook, or a Twitter, because when is another company going to come in and become the true neutral source of information and also of rankings? And Google, of course, is, you know, quite far behind.
You could even call it neutral.
Yeah, but I'm saying there's a business opportunity now.
When is the Switzerland of the internet going to appear?
That's right. And again, why not? Why not a new company coming in to roll them over? Because people are pretty disgusted with all three of them for the very reasons that you're saying and others, and how they're skewing data on anti-war groups and others. You hear it from the World Socialist website. You hear it from antiwar.com. Truth Out, and a number of other ones.
It's your show, my friend. Go ahead.
So it's really time for a new company to come in and to take over where these guys are. It's like having one TV station or one radio station. So it doesn't make sense why we shouldn't have another company to take over Google, Facebook, and Twitter. So that's the opportunity. And I want to also talk about self-driving cars. We're doing a lot of research on it. And yes, it's going to happen, but we don't see it happening at the level where they're saying it's going to happen, when it's going to happen. So, for example, you get on any freeway and go to any city, you know, people are cutting in and out, trying to get to wherever they go as fast as they can. And yes, they're going to also, it is going to take the life out of people, as technology is doing very well right now. But we don't really see a good investment right now in the self-driving automobiles, in the sense that we see a lot of companies investing very heavily in them, but it's like heavily investing in the in anything whereby it becomes something that you could copy with just a little bit of change in it. So we see the auto companies wasting a lot of money in this, following the Tesla and other dream that we don't see coming true for a long time. And we think it's a lot of hype in a lot of ways, just like we see it with electric cars. Because you just to look at the numbers, there are about 2 million electric cars on the road. Each year, they're selling in the world about 97 million cars a year. So China has a goal of creating about 7 million electric cars by 2020. Well, they're selling about 27 million cars a year, 24, 27 million. So it's a very small number. So the hype is very big. And you have to get down to the reality. And the reality is this. Battery technology is very limited. Whether it's lithium or the other solid state batteries, it's a battery. And batteries were invented in 1800. So you want to talk about a smokestack industry. So we don't see electric cars. Again, we're only giving, we don't, it's not what we like, what we wish for, what we hope for. It's what is. And we have people that read our information, subscribe to Trends Journal, and work with corporate clients. And they ask us where things are going. So I don't give investment advice, but for my money, I'm not investing in electric cars or driverless cars. The driverless routes that we see happening are first going to be bus routes, but very easy ones, going from point A to point B, just like when you go to an airport, there's no conductor on that little tram that takes you from different place to different place, you know, or terminal to terminal. So you'll have that on some kind of bus routes. The next one are truck routes, and of course in mining operations, any kind of operation where you're in a tight location and you don't have to keep changing from time to time. But we don't see the driverless hit happening for a long time. And the other important thing about the electric cars and electric vehicles is to put your money on China. Watch very closely what China is doing, because they're investing tens of billions of dollars into the electric car market. But they're also doing it because they control a lot of the battery market. And that's why they're building it. But again, we believe it has to break past batteries to really get out into the mainstream, because they're still very limited in terms of mileage you can drive without getting a recharge.
That's right. China doesn't have oil worldwide, so they're trying with the UN to force us onto batteries because it's a controlled system that they dominate.
That's right. So, that's the first part of it. Now, I guess we're going to be wrapping up and taking a break now.
That's right, Gerald. You're awesome. I'm just here riding the shotgun with you. Just enjoying seeing you host the show. That's Gerald Celente, the Trends Forecaster, TrendsResearch.com. I'm Alan Jones at NewsWars.com, and he'll introduce us and bring us out. The training wheels are off. I'm leaving. Gerald Celente on the other side will take control.
You are the resistance.
Hi, this is Gerald Celente. What a treat to be here on InfoWars. One of the really, really great shows out there in America and in the universe. the only place where you really get to say what you want, when you want to say it, and how you want to say it. And it is, it's the real news in the sense that it's truth. It's not hype, and it's not selling an agenda. And talking about selling, if you don't want hype and you don't want an agenda, then it's really important that you consider putting your money where your mind and heart is, and that is by supporting InfoWars, by buying and supporting the great products that they sell. And I put my money where my mind and mouth is with InfoWars, and I buy their products, not only to help keep the station thriving and growing, but because the products are great. And one of the great products is Brain Force Plus Supercharged. And it's a special 50% off Brain Force Plus when you go to InfoWarsStores.com. And for a limited time left, they're giving you 50% off on your popular Nootropic Brain Force Plus at InfoWarsStores.com. So Brain Force Plus, it's one of the highest rated and best-selling InfoWar life formulas ever. And again, I put my money where my mind and mouth is, and InfoWars crew uses it every day. And that's probably why you're getting all this brainy news. This formula uses ingredients that are known to boost your mind and thinking process. So whether you're stocking up or trying it for the first time, now is the time to head to InfoWarsStores.com and take advantage of these great savings. Your purchase of Brain Force Plus is a 360 win. You get a super high quality formula, and you help the InfoWars team fight back against the mainstream media, the fake news media, the garbage news media, the prostitute media. And you know why I call them prostitutes? They get paid to put out. And visit InfoWarsStores.com and get Brain Force Plus for 50% off before they run out of stock to avoid missing out on this great savings. And again, put your money where your mind is, and this stuff will help build your mind for not a lot of money. And you just put this into context. Hey, again, this is trend forecasting, what we do every day. You know, hey, McDonald's stock went up. You know why? They're selling more McDonald's. Great. Keep on eating it. It's wonderful. Oh, no, don't come after me, McDonald's. I said it's wonderful. Yeah, if that's what you think is wonderful, keep going for wonderful. Hey, why is America the most obese nation in the world? Can't figure it out. Oh, I know. Hey, new data just came out too. Again, following the markets like we do. Coca-Cola, they're doing better now. Yep, their new kind of diet soda is selling better. Yeah, you like eating that, drinking that stuff and swallowing that aspartame? Maybe that's your trip. But not if you go to the products that they sell at InfoWars stores, or the things that I eat and cook every day. So when people ask me, how can things change? And I say, there's three rules that I live by to get in the best physical, emotional, and spiritual health, or heights, I should say. So to build yourself spiritually, emotionally, and physically, the products that they sell, the messages that InfoWars gives, and what you have to do each day to stay in shape. It's not easy for anyone. You know, I mean, every day I, you know, begin the day with, okay, I'm not going to work out today. And of course, I do. But I always take, I'm not going to do it. Yeah, and there's that times when I want to eat ice cream, but I don't. Anyway, so support InfoWars so you can keep hearing the truth. Some other trends that I want to talk about. I was talking about China. Follow the Yellow Silk Road. That's my motto. The 20th century was the American century. The way things are shaping up now, the 21st century is going to be the Chinese century. I mentioned the money that they're putting in, and not for their own benefit, to create a electric car, and they're putting a lot of money into building their infrastructure, building their cities, and people are saying, well, this huge debt bubble, I'm very familiar with it. It went from about $500 billion 20 years ago to about $30 trillion today, in a debt-to-GDP ratio of almost 300. So yes, they're in deep trouble. But the difference in China and America is that the outside corporations influence the American government. In China, it's the other way around. The government is the business. Whether it's Alibaba or any of the big ones, Tencent, they're all working with the government. The government is setting the stage. And they just had that big meeting, and the President Xi made it very clear. Their priorities are the people. They want to build, quote, a wonderful China. He talks about creating beauty and cultural advancement. Those are terms that you never hear politicians in America speaking about. And the hypocrisy, by the way, when you think about it, look at the wars the United States has fought in under the name of, we got to stop them commies. Yeah, Cold War, Vietnam War. Oh, how about the Korean War? Got to stop them commies. Hey, communist China. It's the bottom line. So China has another big one coming up. And this may really change things for America in a way we've never imagined before. It could be the beginning of the end, not only of the American century, but its financial dominance. Right now, of course, America is the largest economy in the world. China's number two by a far stretch down. But if things keep going the way China is moving, we may see a new direction coming very quickly that'll change life for every American. We are going to be hit with something that no one is talking about. A change of life where a dollar won't be worth a dime. Matter of fact, a dime won't be worth a half a penny. What is it? How is it going to affect us? Why isn't anybody talking about it? What does it mean to you, to me, to your children, and the future of this country? We'll talk about it when I get back on air, right after this break.
Question they don't want you to ask. He has the answer they don't want you to hear. He is Alex Jones.
Under my thumb, the girl who once had me down. Under my thumb.
Under my thumb? Oh, yeah. That's they got us, man. Under their thumb. Yep, the mainstream media. Oh, good news, good news. It just came out today. Again, current events form future trends. They're going to deregulate the business media once again, the communications media. They're going to let the bigs grow bigger, getting rid of all those restrictions so they could gobble up more. That's right. I'm just passing it now. So make things a lot more difficult to get information that'll make your mind grow rather than fill it up with the garbage and propaganda that they keep selling us. So that just happened. That's bad news, not good news, because they're going to have more and more consolidation of the media. And that's why it's important for you to consider to put your money where your mind is and take advantage of the opportunities to buy products at InfoWars, and there are a number of them that you should look at because it's a limited time only sales at InfoWarsStores.com. They're running a huge sale on popular Nootropic Brain Force Plus, a 50% off to help you supercharge your mind, as I already mentioned before, plus other opportunities to cash in on the sales that they're offering. So again, put your money where your mind is and support InfoWars. They have a great sale going on, and now's the time to take advantage of it. I was talking about what's going to happen in China that no one's talking about, or very few of us are talking about. Once upon a time in 1974, a man by the name of Richard Nixon made a deal with the king of Saudi Arabia and says, here's the deal. We'll protect you guys, but it's going to cost you a little bit. We want to create what they call the petrodollar. So anytime anybody buys oil from you or any of your OPEC members, if you want us to protect you, we'll send our military there. We'll take care of you guys. But here's the deal. Anytime you sell a barrel of oil, people have to pay for it in dollars. It's petrodollars. Capisce? And that's what they did. The petrodollar. Anytime you buy oil around the world, you pay for it in dollars. Not anymore. And this is what could bring down America. This is what I was talking about that could shock this nation. Remember you heard those stories before World War II in Germany? People going to the supermarket, the grocery stores in those days, with a wheelbarrow full of worthless money to buy what they needed. The same thing may happen in America, not if, but when the petrodollar dies. And the death nail is being banged in right now, because here's what happened. You want to put them sanctions on Russia? Okay. Chinese say to Russia, listen, we're buying your oil, right? Because they export a lot of oil to Russia. But we're not going to pay you in dollars anymore. You could take your petrodollar, America, they're saying, and shove it. We're going to pay you, Russia, in our currency, the yuan. And you're Russian, and you say, but I don't want the yuan. You don't want the yuan, we don't want your oil. But I'll tell you what we'll do. You could buy, we'll buy your oil and we'll give you the yuan, but you could change that yuan anytime you want into gold. Okay, sell the oil, give us the yuan. Hey, Russia's buying more gold than anybody, aren't they? That's a fact. That's a fact. Russia was the biggest purchaser of gold of any central bank last year. Hey, Iran. They don't like you over there in America. They got sanctions on you. And they may put more sanctions on you, say the Chinese. But we want your Iranian oil and your natural gas because we need it over here. China is one of the biggest importers of commodities in the world. Some 40 to 50% of all the copper sold each year is bought by the Chinese. So the Chinese are saying to the Iranians, listen, we know the United States has sanctions on you, but we want your natural gas and your oil. But we're not going to pay you. We're not going to deal in dollars. We're going to deal in yuan. And you could cash your yuan in for gold anytime you want. I mentioned about Richard Nixon making a deal in 1974 with the Saudis about the petrodollar. Here's one for you. The Chinese have now gone to the Saudis and say, listen, we're not dealing in your dollars anymore, man. We'll give you a yuan for oil. But you can cash that yuan in for gold anytime you want. The death of the petrodollar will be the death of the American economy. Because what will happen is it will no longer allow the Federal Reserve banksters to print up all the money that they want to keep this Ponzi scheme going. And China may be the assassin of Mr. Ponzi. Because what will the Federal Reserve do? I mean, you know, people would say to me, oh, Salenti, you said the markets are going to crash in 2012. Yeah, I did. But hey, I didn't know that they'd make up a thing, Junior, called zero interest rate policy, Junior, or quantitative easing, Junior. I didn't know that they would be giving tens of trillions of dollars to banks all over the world to bail them out, Junior, because they could print all the money that they want. Once the petrodollar dies, so too does America's status as the world's number one economy. It's a big one. And it's not being covered. Hey, did you hear about that guy Weinstein? Yeah. What a surprise. So, that's why I'm talking about China and other China news. That's very important to understand. When China got into the World Trade Association in 2001, it got in just weeks after 9/11. Remember, we've got to hate them commies. We don't like them commies, but we're going to do business. It got in 2 weeks after 9/11 when no one was paying attention. Do you know what the middle class in China was back then? I got it right here. 5%. 5%. Now the middle class in China? Almost 35%. That's how China's taking over. The business of China is business, and it's being run by the government. They'll do anything they can to keep that government alive and more money flowing in.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping.
Hey, it's great being back here. Love being on the Alex Jones Show, the real news in a fake news world. And again, you know, it's even, I can't use the word, it's really not fake. It begins with an S, the word. But anyway, you know, again, it's very important with, I mentioned about the consolidation that's now going to happen once again in the media. And by the way, it was Slick Willie Clinton that gave us that back in 1996, the Federal Communications Act, where it allowed the bigs to grab everything. And now they're going to be grabbing even more. Even more. So it's very important that you do what you can to support Alex Jones, the Trends Journal, and others like me and him that have products and services and magazines and information to sell so you could keep us on the air. And the products that Alex sells, as I say, you put your money where your mind is, and I put my money where my mind and my heart and brain are, by also getting Alex's super male vitality. Boy, do I love it. And now you have an incredible special offer on super male vitality for 30% off at InfoWarsStores.com. And it's to help again to support the broadcast and get the best all natural products. We're dropping super male vitality by 30% at InfoWarsStores.com. And this is why I use Super Male Vitality.
here, girls, I'm telling you now, they call me Love and Dan. I'll rock 'em, roll 'em all night long. I'm a 60-minute man. If you don't believe I'm all I say, come up and take my hand. When I let you go, you'll cry. Oh yes, he's a 60-minute man. There'll be 15 minutes of kissing. Then you holler, please don't stop.
Don't stop.
There'll be 50 minutes teasing, 50 minutes pleasing.
50 minutes of kissing, 50 minutes of pleasing. Then you're going to blow your top. Bop, bop, bop. And that's why I like Super Male Vitality. You know, I have a honorary doctorate in from the National University of Health Sciences for the work I've done in complementary medicine. And my friends that I've introduced and introduced me to Super Male Vitality and looked at the ingredients that they have all swear by it to be a 60-minute man. So I want to thank everyone for having me on the show today and wrapping up some important news, some current events forming future trends in the world of trends. What happened over in Europe? Just today, the ECB, the European Central Bank, they're going to keep that quantitative easing going, but a little easier than it was. So that's going to bring down the price of gold a bit because the dollar is getting a little bit stronger. But again, we're looking at gold as a long-term play, and we see the dollar getting weaker as, going back to China, they buy more oil without those petrodollars. So our forecast for gold, I want to make this very clear, and it's been clear now for a couple of years. Right now, we're in a trading range of about 1350 to 1150. That's it. Bap, bap, bap. You have a small downside risk. Gold has to break over $1,400 an ounce, 1460, 1480, 1450, 1470. When it stabilizes above that, shoo, a Bitcoin rise. We see it going to 2,000 plus. That day will come sooner rather than later. And on the markets, again, I've been on Alex's show for many, many years. A lot of you subscribe to the Trends Journal. You know our forecast. Not only were we the first magazine in May to forecast Donald Trump's victory in print, we were the first magazine to come out and say that the Trump rally was real. Where's it going to go? When I come back, the next on Alex Jones, we'll tell you where and when. And also to follow us at trendsresearch.com. And the other information is that as I say goodbye, I thank very much Alex having me on as host. And they're going to take a break and we're going to go right now, actually, to Alex's Man on the Street to show you what the liberals think of Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are where eagles dare. You've seen me enter the un-American anti-free speech sanctum of Seattle. You've seen us in Los Angeles. You've seen us in New York. But in my own hometown of my mother, right here in Austin, Texas, I will dare with these lovely, intrepid ladies, to not put my head in the mouth of a lion, but to march into some of the most trendy, enslaved Googlehead areas of Austin, Texas. Will hot coffee be dumped on us? Will I be attacked? Will they just scream the normal F you Russian agent go to hell? Because I'm not on the Russian payroll like Robert Mueller and Hillary Clinton. We don't know. But in America, we will dare to go into the no-go zone that is Austin, Texas, downtown, ladies and gentlemen. How are you guys doing? F you, don't give us your political views. Don't be afraid. Come on, give us your views. Come on, it's okay. It's okay, we're here, we're humans. You can talk to us, come on. I know you gotta run. Why do you always run? Why do you always run? It's okay, we love you. Hi, how you doing? I saw you looking back. We come in peace. We come in peace to your landing zone. said F you. I saw him looking at us. He goes, F you. See, because they've all got their command bases after they suck California dry. They're building their little coffin tubes where they get exploited by the big bankers like Bezos. And then now they're just here pissed that this is our command base, another place we're taking over. What are you doing here? Get off the street, slave.
What's interesting is that it seems to have become trendy to scream F you at InfoWars. I'm seeing every other person displaying this hatred and anger towards InfoWars, and it's almost like you have to do it if you're really a liberal, and if you don't do it, then they question their own.
Can't you talk?
Yeah.
Can't you talk, brother?
Can talk.
Here they are. Just tell us what we did. You're saying, F you, I'm a human. I have free speech.
You're an asshole.
Why?
You hate people. You foment hate in this country.
It's Day of the Dead. Look at this.
Let him keep going. This is interesting.
No, but
I want to hear him articulate a thought.
Come on over.
I want you to articulate a thought.
Alex Jones's baby.
You spew bullshit.
Okay, give us an example. You're just
your conspiracy theories about 9/11.
Give us an example. You're just calling him names. We understand that you know how to curse. Give us a name.
You spews bullshit about 9/11.
Okay, give us an example.
Like your conspiracy theories. I've read them.
Okay, tell us what they are. Once again, we're telling you.
And years in advance.
Yes.
What's that, brother?
Yes.
Things that he has said years ago have come to light in the mainstream media, and that he tells you the truth, and he says, hey, you know, I'm the one who...
Where'd that guy go? He ran off when he heard that.
Just
that guy
just words,
said something. Hey, you want to come talk to us? It's okay. We're just here to talk to you. You know?
We come in peace.
We know the liberal spaceships landed from L.A., but we were here before. We're just here talking. And if folks want to talk to us, they get all act all mad that we exist, a little fake paradigm they're in. We're just right here. We're right here, America! And we're winning! So get used to it! Long before you destroyed California, my family set up this state. They died to do it. And we're here!
You know how many times, literally, some of these crazed libtards come up and start trying to pick fights with my camera guys? I mean, they'll come up and start, like, nudging them, walk by them, shoulder check them, say things like, you know, F you, F InfoWars. It happens over and over again. They even scream and cuss at me. And now Candace is actually like, she's like, they actually do this?
Yeah,
they actually cuss you out?
I couldn't imagine.
You hit them back, though, they flip out and go, police!
Yeah.
I've had them hit me before, and I hit them back, and they get mad. Like, it's supposed to be a one-way street.
Yeah.
And then you're like, wait, come talk to us. And they're just like,
like animals. It's like being at a zoo and just watching people curse over and over again, and there's not a sentence that can come out. I asked him several times, explain what you're saying. I'm happy to listen to him if he wants to explain to me, you know, that Alex Jones is because, you know, but he couldn't get out any thought other than the curse words. It was unbelievable.
Oh, those guys, I love that t-shirt, bro. You're flipping us off. Come talk to us. Here, everything's good. Just talk to us. If you're flipping us off, just tell us your views. That's all. You're running again? All you guys do is run. Run, rabbit. And we're just big old sweetie pies you're flipping off. I mean, what's wrong? I just want lower taxes and freedom.
Super interesting also, what I've also noticed, which is super interesting, the black people are actually the most normal people in the entire world here.
And by the way, I'm not just saying that to be cliched. It actually, per capita, seem to be more awake than people how are they on Democratic control? I think it's all fake polls.
Oh my God, it has to be fake polls because black people are accepting. They want to talk. You're like, man, I don't really know what's
even
going on.
Even in Seattle, it was all the white folks getting in my face. Black folks, even if they disagreed, they would actually talk to me and then I'd convince them.
We want your soul.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Show us your habits, your facts, your fears. Give us your address, your shoe size, your ears, your digits, your plans, your number.
Hi, everyone. Anthony Cumia in at Infowars.com. Wow, if you were watching that last hour, that clip of Alex walking through the streets and confronting liberals is just it shows that they have zero ability to actually stand, face someone and debate, just which is really the cornerstone of when you disagree with someone in this country, lively debate. That is, I mean, I preached that for so long. Instead of trying to get people fired, labeling them with the scarlet letter, what is it, an R? Are you a racist, sexist, homophobic, misogynistic, transphobic, Islamophobic? But to stand there and say, here's what I believe, and then have somebody else go, well, I disagree, sir. Here are my views on that subject. And you have a back and forth. It involves your freedom of speech. Such an American thing to do. Lively debate. Such an exercise in democracy. And when you see a clip like we just watched with Alex, I hate the word literally. It's used way too much these days. But when it applies, I will use it. They literally run away. They run. What do you run from? I would say you run from things you're afraid of. When you're in fear, you get your fight or flight instinct kicks in. And they're afraid to actually engage somebody in a logical discussion. Doesn't that tell you something? Does that not speak volumes about a problem in this country when there is a group of people that would rather flee in fear than debate? But because perhaps they will be exposed for the phonies and hypocrites that they are, which I'm pretty sure that's exactly what it is. When they're confronted, like we saw Alex confronting some people, asking them straight up questions. What don't you like about InfoWars? Why am I full of hate? Why am I a racist? And they never have a legitimate answer. They hear it. They hear their little friends talk about it. They see it on some of the mainstream media outlets in the little bubble they live in on social media. They're accepted and they're right every time. But then when confronted with an opposing viewpoint, again, they literally run away. And these are the same people that want to be able to dictate what hate speech is. These are the same people that don't want you to talk because I am certain as they're running away from Alex Jones down the street because he's engaged them in a conversation. I'm sure they don't feel very good about themselves. I don't think anybody running away from anything feels good about themselves. So they would rather have people silenced so they needn't be confronted, so they needn't have to run away anymore and feel bad about themselves. Because you do. You feel bad and cowardly most of the time when you have to flee a situation. But when it's merely a debate, an exchange of ideas, and you feel the need to run away, there's a big problem there. We will be right back in a matter of moments. Don't go anywhere. Anthony Cumia, InfoWars.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Your habits, your facts, your fears.
Ah, yes, incredible special on Supermail Vitality. Over 30% off at InfoWarsStore.com. To help you support the broadcast and get the best all-natural products, we're dropping Supermail Vitality by 30%. At InfoWarsStore.com, Supermail Vitality received thousands of five-star reviews from listeners who've been blown away by the effects. The game-changing formula uses ancient wisdom and modern equipment to boost your male vitality and help you fight fatigue easily. Visit InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of the massive savings to see why our listeners and customers stand by Supermail Vitality's effectiveness. This incredible special is what I call a 360 win. You can help support InfoWars in the fight against global tyranny while also getting an incredible product for an incredible price. Get Super Male Vitality for 30% off today at InfoWarsStore.com to see the product your fellow InfoWarriors swear by. That's InfoWarsStore.com. Ah, yes. Ah, yes, people. Just amazing. What an amazing few days it's been in our country and the world, as a matter of fact. Just what, boy, they sure are keeping us on our toes, aren't they? This whole Russia debacle, to watch it backfire into the faces of everyone that has been clamoring for impeachment of Donald Trump. Oh, boy, how many times have we heard that? He's got to be impeached. Collusion. Collusion. So anyone who's done any of their own research over the past year or so on this subject, anyone that's kept tabs on what's going on with this witch hunt as far as this search for Trump-Russia collusion to win the election, we'll see that nothing has come of it. There has been no evidence of Trump colluding with Russia to win the election. And you get people digging and trying to find things. Well, a little while back, some things start surfacing and some names start surfacing. And it's not coming from the Trump camp. It's coming from the Democrats, from Hillary's people, Podesta, Obama, the DNC. All of these names are coming up and they are linked to, yes, Russia. Oh my God. What a surprise. But like I said, if you've been keeping tabs on this story and this witch hunt, you've seen these names popping up. You've seen evidence of Democratic collusion with the Russians to influence the election. But, of course, mainstream media, where were they? Where were they? Oh, that's right. They were busy crucifying Donald Trump for rumor, innuendo, and outright lies about his colluding with the Russians. Well, the other day it comes out and it's made public that Hillary Clinton and the Democrats were the ones paying a British spy to use his Russian contacts to find information about Donald Trump's relationship with Russians. This, by the way, is proof of collusion with the Russians to influence the election on part of the Democrats. It's all laid out now. It's there. It's not a witch hunt. It's not rumor. There is a link, a solid link, that the Hillary Clinton campaign paid for the research that led to the Donald Trump Russia dossier. And this dossier was just chock full of crap, of garbage, of lies, of hearsay, and all kinds of other stuff that is not based in fact. Wasn't the wee-wee story in there? Wasn't the Donald Trump prostitute Russia wee-wee story that, by the way, mainstream media ran with? Just ran with that one. But barely a peep out of mainstream media about this. You turn on any one of the mainstream media outlets and you will hear stories, authors pitching their books. You'll hear the continuing lie about Trump and his collusion, but nothing about what we now know as absolute fact, that the Democrats were using Russia to try to win this election. And it really is amazing. It goes all the way back to Obama, to the Obama administration. And he was using that information to get
the FBI to wiretap Donald Trump and his campaign. At one point, the FBI planned to pay former British spy who authored the controversial Trump dossier. So when the Democrats were just about done with this dossier, the FBI picked up the ball and ran with it and only stopped because the author's name was exposed. How is the FBI supposed to be involved in a presidential campaign in that capacity? Using the Russians, they used a middleman company, this Fusion GPS, and a British spy who had contacts in Russia to specifically find dirt on Donald Trump using his Russian contacts, paid for by the Democrats. What possible excuses can mainstream media have for not covering this? What possible excuses can Hillary and the Democratic Party have for doing this and saying that it was all well within the boundaries of a legitimate campaign, that they were just getting opposition intel? That's what they were doing. They were just trying to get some information on the opposition. Meanwhile, again, if you look at social media and hear what the people are talking about on the left, they absolutely believe that Trump committed treason with this colluding with the Russians to win the election. Now, they all thought, oh, my God, everybody involved in this. And by the way, when I say everyone involved, it's everyone. The Democrats now, oh, boy, some of the people from the DNC, Hillary's campaign, they're scrambling to get on and say, I knew nothing about this. I don't know. I've never heard about this. What? They're all like rats trying to leave the ship. But here's the key. They all thought Hillary Rodham Clinton was going to be president, and this would all just go away. Business as usual. It would have been squashed. Us Americans never would have heard about it. Never would have come out. But they when they saw Donald Trump win on election night, there had to be panic. There had to be utter and complete panic. Uh-oh, our gal didn't win. Now what? We need a contingency plan if this stuff starts coming out, that we colluded with Russia to influence the election. Well, what do we do? Well, let's say that Trump colluded with Russia. That way, when we get caught, it's just going to look like they're trying a he said, she said thing. It's been done so many times in history. When somebody does something wrong, you blame you take the same thing, put it on the person that's blaming you, and it goes away. It makes people, it gives people this deniability. Like, oh, now he's just saying they're doing the same thing. But we're seeing through it, people. We are seeing right through it. They can't get away with it. And the heads will roll on this one. Be back in seconds. Don't go anywhere. Infowars.com. Welcome back, everybody. Anthony Cumia in at Infowars.com. For everything you hear here at Infowars.com, boy, at the very least, you might have a suspicious eye on what Uncle Sam is up to at any given moment. The government constantly intruding in our business. And the private sector, which, of course, is directly connected to the government. A lot of these big corporations and whatnot are giving us things. They always present us with new technology. And I am just, oh boy, do I love new technology. I'm usually the first person that buys something new
as far as new gadgets go and whatnot. So I am putting myself and my privacy in danger on a daily basis. And I don't know why I do it. I assume that I'm just a nobody who really has nothing to worry about. I'm you know, regular Joe guy as far as an American citizen goes. I consider myself, I work, I'm a little outspoken, as some people have brought up, but I don't think I'm doing anything that would concern anyone else, and especially any large entity. But I know I'm naive. I know I'm naive in this. Of course, every American's privacy is for sale. It's always for sale. The most innocent thing you do with modern technology today is being used to buy and sell people, their information, who they are, what they do, where they shop, what they eat. Everything is up for grabs. Whether it's just so a company can make a little more money or something a little more nefarious, our private lives are worth something to people in high places. That does bring up, yes, the Amazon Key, a new service that lets couriers unlock your front door. How? When is it going to get to the point where we raise an eyebrow and go, yeah, wait, what? Nah. Again, I will tell you what I have told you in the past. No one ever comes up to you, as was imagined in the last century, where you would go, "Hey, we want to put a chip in your arm. Can we put a chip in your arm?" You'd go, "Get out of here! That's my privacy. I don't want anyone knowing what I do." And then you're given a smartphone a few years back, which, by the way, you will, no matter how far from home you are, you will turn around in your car if you leave it at home. Because perish the thought, you don't take your tracking device with you everywhere you go. Everything that is being used to invade your privacy is presented to you as a convenience. Something as simple years ago as the Easy Pass, of course. You don't want to sit in that long line and throw money in at the toll taker and stuff. Well, so we got an Easy Pass, and now you drive right through the toll booths. Well, that, of course, being used in court cases, where your information about where you've been, what you're doing, where you're going, is all there. It's all printed out, and there it is in court, testifying against you. Your convenient little device, is now a witness against you. That's how it works. So, every one of these conveniences are taking a bit away from your freedoms and liberties and privacies. So you got this Amazon Key. Now, we've all had this happen. We order something on Amazon or some other company, and you're very excited. Oh my God. Ordering something on your computer or your phone is the closest an adult will get to Christmas morning. Look, we're old. We don't remember that excitement of running down to the Christmas tree and tearing open a present. But we remember it was fun. When you order from Amazon, it's the adult version of Christmas. That package comes, you're like, oh, there it is. Oh, I got my doilies. I ordered my doilies and they're here. Hey, you rip that box open. It's just great. But nothing is sadder than that little tag on your door. Ah, we attempted a delivery. Ah, I guess we'll be by tomorrow. See if you're home then. And you're like, oh, damn, I wanted my doilies. So they give you this convenience now where the delivery person can now open your door. You simply install a smart lock. Doesn't sound too smart to me. You know what the smartest lock to me sounds like? One from the 50s. A key and a big metal cylinder. That's pretty smart. But they call it a smart lock. And they will then have access to open that. Literally, open your front door. and put the package inside and close your door if all goes right. Look at how innocent she looks. What's she going to do? She's fine. Puts it in, shuts the door. Doesn't take a peek around. You don't take a little peek around. So let's say you're in your house. You got your smart lock. You're stranded after botched firmware update. Look at this. Smart locks, not so smart. Customers stranded after botched firmware update. Every device will fail. That's just a natural occurrence in this world. Any device will fail. But let's say you're in that house, right? Maybe you're smoking a little weed or something. And here comes your package. The door opens. Now the person sees you smoking some weed. They are dead set against marijuana. And now they call the police and go, I just saw someone smoking some weed. Well, how'd you see him? Well, I opened their front door. I'm a delivery person and I'm allowed. They have given me permission to open their door. And I saw them doing, committing some type of crime. Can that happen? You're damn right it can. And then there's that person in court. Again, your convenience. There is your convenience testifying against you. Your box of doilies that you just wanted to get so you could put them on your coffee table is now in court across from you. Does it sound extreme? At this point, a little bit. But we never see these things for what they are. These conveniences. We never see them for what they are. Invasions of privacy. And whether it's an easy pass, the chip in yourself, or maybe even your pet, these devices are presented as just an amazing technological advancement in our convenience. And what they usually wind up doing is sitting there ratting you out like Alexa. I'll hit on that in a few minutes when we come back, because I have an Alexa unit in my house and people think I'm insane for having it. I'm communicating with something that's sending my words somewhere. I don't even know where it is. I'll talk a little bit about that and some other things when we get back in a matter of moments. Don't go anywhere. Anthony Cumia in at Infowars.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'm just an average man.
Hi, everyone. Anthony Cumia in Infowars.com. And we were just talking a little bit about the Amazon key, which allows an Amazon delivery person to open your front door. Just open your front door, because they're just putting the package in. Don't worry. Don't fret. They're just placing the package in your house as your cat goes flying out the door, by the way. I know my cat. I got a cat. And the second that door opens, pew, it takes off like a torpedo. Is a delivery person going to be chasing my cat around the neighborhood to let him back in? I don't know. And that seems to be the most innocent thing that could possibly happen. I would be afraid if I was a delivery person that little delivery cap is going to be full of shotgun holes, a little blast. You never know. You never know. Who's going to be on the other side of that door? But again, a convenience. People will do this. They will allow a corporate entity access to their home. It's insanity. But I myself are insane. I'm insane. I myself am insane. Whatever. Regardless, I'm crazy. Because I allow some of these things in my house, in my own home. I have an Xbox One, which, of course, I talk to. I let the Xbox know I want to watch something on television. I let the Xbox know if I'm going to Netflix or YouTube or something. And I have an Alexa unit. Alexa, weather. Alexa, traffic. I say things like that. Alexa tells me the weather and the traffic. Siri on my phone, of course. Siri, directions to, and whatnot. And all of this goes to a nice fluffy place called the cloud. Doesn't that sound nice, happy, and safe? We honestly never know when we hit the terms of service after that page after pages and we just hit I accept. You never know what you're accepting. Most people have no clue that when they speak to Siri, that what you're saying goes somewhere. It's not all self-contained on your phone. It's not all self-contained in the Alexa unit. It's not all that info in the Alexa unit. And then you talk to it and Alexa talks back. And then if you take Alexa and throw her in the fireplace, everything you said disappears. No, it's all out there. You could actually go to your app on Alexa, your Alexa app, and look at everything you've asked Alexa in the history. It's saved. It's all saved there. And if you happen to say Alexa before you say something, it's going to be saved. And God knows what it's listening to when you don't cue it by saying Alexa. Is it? Who knows? I don't know. I have no guarantee that they're not all of a sudden listening in to what I'm saying in my living room, or that my Samsung television isn't doing the same thing, or my Xbox or PlayStation or my phone that's just sitting there. I was watching a documentary on technology this past week and how convenient everything has gotten, but how scary it's gotten also. There's a Barbie doll that ties into the Wi-Fi of your house. And you give it to your child like you would any other Barbie doll, but it sends what the kid is talking to Barbie about to a location. And by the way, I say location because I have no idea where it's going. It sends your kid, and then it takes what your child says, comes up with a suitable answer based on what other children have said and was sent to this location, and then talks to your kid. So the Barbie doll, it sounds so cute. Ah, the kid's talking to her Barbie. Ain't that cute? Everything your kid is saying is being recorded. It's literally, again, I'm going to use that word, literally a bug in your house bugging your child's bedroom. Now, you're saying, what could they possibly do with that information? I don't know. I have no idea. I would guess sales. I guess they would go like, what are 9-year-old girls talking about? And how can we get them to, or their parents to buy things for them? What are they talking about all the time? Let's market that. But again, it could be used for other things. The answers that Barbie is giving the kid back can absolutely be used to indoctrinate young minds into an ideology. Does that sound over the top? Maybe. Considering what's been going on in the world and in this country, particularly on college campuses, television shows and commercials. If you don't think, yeah, there's Chucky. Chucky's, that's easy. You kick him in the head and take his weapon away. How do you deal with a smiling Barbie that's bugging your kid's room and feeding them information from God knows where? You don't know what the agenda is of Mattel. You don't know what their agenda is to put information out to children. And these types of toys are getting much more popular with kids, and they're feeding it back. It's not just your kid talking and being bugged. They are giving that child an answer back to their questions, their inquiries, their dreams. They're telling their little stories to this Barbie, and Barbie is giving them some type of information. As a parent, do you know where that's coming from? Do you care? To me, that's frightening. Frightening. But again, my house loaded with devices like this. When we had that, it was called the Fappening, if you remember. A lot of celebrities' nude pictures and videos were leaked out on the internet. And everybody was outraged. Well, do you know that every picture you take and send in an email and a text, and when your phone backs itself up, it backs up to the cloud. Used to be you had to connect your phone some way, sync it with your computer, and then all the stuff from your phone would go on your computer. It's still residing in your house at that point. Oh, I got some pretty embarrassing pictures here. I put them on my computer. And so, well, then they gave you this convenience. Well, you don't have to use up that pesky, all that space on your hard drive with backing up your phone. Let us hold on to it for you. We're the cloud. It's fluffy and nice and safe. So safe and secure. And without even thinking, these morons put embarrassing, compromising pictures of themselves on this entity they know nothing about because they heard it was safe. People, you cannot trust any of this stuff. And they put it up there thinking it's safe and sound, not even knowing that when you get your phone, that you have to turn those features off. I've turned off every feature that backs up my phone. It doesn't go to a cloud. Because I don't know where the hell that cloud is and who has access to it and how safe it is. Apparently, it's not very safe. But just the fact that the default setting is backs it up to a cloud, that you have to turn it off, tells you a lot right there. That speaks volumes, my friends, that the default to a lot of these devices is everything that you have as far as information about yourself is being put out there. And if you don't want it, you better know how your phone works. And a lot of people just plain don't. A lot of people have no idea how this technology works. And they get themselves in trouble, put themselves in compromising positions. And if you think this Amazon key thing is any different, you're out of your mind. But again, people will do it because, like I said before, I want my damn doilies today. Today! Be back in a couple. Anthony Cumia, Infowars.com. Gentlemen, get the fan favorite Winter Sun D3 supplement for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. With the temperature dropping low, we're dropping our prices lower on Winter Sun from InfoWars Life for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. With our pursuit for the best source of vitamin D3, we created this high-quality formula. Winter Sun goes above and beyond others. Similar products that only use D2 to give you the greatest benefit for the best price. Promote your bones and boost your immune system today to beat the winter blues with Winter Sun for 50% off for a limited time only at InfoWarsStore.com. Do it today. Indeedy do. We can't do a show without talking about Hollywood. Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da, Hollywood. This place is even more debaucherous than we thought. What a bunch of, as my grandma used to say, preverts. What a bunch of preverts. Of course, with the information coming out about Harvey Weinstein and so many other producers, directors, actors, even I think a gaffer or two. What about a best boy? Did a best boy do something? It just seems like every single one of these guys out in Hollywood is molesting, just molesting people. They got that power, and then they used it. They used it to further their sexploits with some of the starlets out in Hollywood. Well, this information has been out there for so long. It has become part of popular culture. For decades, we have heard and even seen it joked about, the casting couch. where the starlet comes in and she must be, she's got to do what the producer says or she doesn't get the part. This has been something that's been going on for a while. And then a lot of these actors like Matt Damon and George Clooney, Ben Affleck, all these people that were around Harvey Weinstein, there are people saying they're brave. They're courageous for saying that they knew what was going on. They wish they did more. Yes, he did these things and it was terrible. Well, why didn't you say something when he was doing these things? Why didn't you speak up at the time? Because again, business as usual. Do you think Matt Damon actually would have confronted Harvey Weinstein, especially early in his career, knowing that that would have been the end of his career? So what was more important to him? Gwyneth Paltrow's dignity or a role in a movie? I think we know the answer. He got the role in the movie. So a lot of these guys, just phonies, cowards. And then there's the other end of this whole thing, which is the pedophilia going on in Hollywood. We've heard about this for years, too, from a former child star, Corey Feldman. Corey Feldman, one of the two Coreys out there in Hollywood. Corey Haim was in a few movies with Corey Feldman and died from a drug overdose, I believe. A lot of stories there about his having been the victim of some of these Hollywood predators that led him to drug abuse and a death at the early age of 38 years old. Corey Haim allegedly raped when he was 11 years old by some of these Hollywood predators. And Corey Feldman has said, yes, this happens. It happens more often than not. And that these people have to be held accountable. Yet he doesn't mention a name. Again, another guy that won't mention who these people are, knowing damn well that they probably are still to this day abusing children. I guess there was a kid recently from the show Stranger Things, one of the child stars of that show, that dumped his agent because he had been accused of being a pedophile and a predator around Hollywood. It's rampant. There it is. Finn Wolfhard, Sachs agent Tyler Grasham, after he's accused of sexually assaulting teenagers. You got it. The blame has to be spread out a little bit here. The predators obviously are monsters, living monsters out there in Hollywood. But who are the parents? Who are the parents of these kids that feel that it's okay to put them in the hands of monsters because they want to be the parent of a star? They like the money. They must love the parties. And you're renting out your child to a monster in return for that glamorous, glorious Hollywood lifestyle. It's disgusting, especially knowing that it's been going on for years. This isn't something that just happened. So you got Corey Feldman, plans to expose network of Hollywood pedophiles, which he says will bring down the industry. Oh, but he wants $10 million. Yes, you heard correctly. Corey Feldman needs $10 million to expose Hollywood. He has an Indiegogo campaign going for himself where he's trying to raise $10 million so he can make a documentary film which will expose the pedophiles in Hollywood, thus saving children like himself and Corey Haim. Hey, Corey, how about you do it right now and then make the documentary when you raise the 10 mil? How about the children that are suffering being destroyed by these monsters today or tomorrow? or until you get up to $10 million. The son of a bitch made $108,700 already? I bet. 2 months left. Yeah, that his goal is, yeah. That's a lot of money, $10 million. But again, another guy that some people are painting as courageous, I'd be petrified if I was him. It seems like it's going to take him a while to get this $10 million. And if these people are as powerful as he says, I'd watch it. I'd watch out because I think they absolutely are trying to expose some of these people. If he is, they will indeed do him some harm, I believe. How you doing, Artie Lang? It's my co-host, Artie Lang. I'm doing InfoWars for Alex Jones. Artie Lang does my show also. It's the Artie and Anthony show on CompoundMedia.com, and that starts at 4 p.m. Eastern time. All good, Artie, please. It's a perfect opportunity to throw in a commercial for the show. Yeah, so Corey Feldman is wants $10 million. These monsters are still out there. And the thought that he's waiting till he raises $10 million, I don't get that. I honestly don't get that. Powerful people. I honestly think, and I think he's telling the truth. I think he does know people that have been in this business that have done horrible things. He knows names, but I don't know why he hasn't put him out. It's not like he has a career that is hinged on him playing ball with these people. No pun intended. Lastly, quickly, for a minute or so, I want to comment on Halloween. Halloween's coming up, and again, just a disaster. Apparently, costumes now of any kind are offensive. Cultural appropriation is brought into it. Disney, all these little Disney characters, Disney was told years ago, hey, your princesses and princes and all these people aren't diverse enough. So they started diversifying their cartoon characters. Well, these are beloved characters, especially by children who have no agenda whatsoever about race and nationality. And now if they dress up in certain outfits, the little poor little kid just trying to celebrate Halloween is deemed a racist and racially insensitive. How insane is that? It's Halloween. It's meant for kids. So just let the little kid dress up however the hell he damn well pleases. If he wants to be a little Indian, let him. Wants to dress like a girl, I guess. Let him do that. Don't put some kind of labels on these poor little kids for Halloween. Anthony Comia at Infowars.com. We'll see you next time.